World, that baseball's gone!
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks, the throw is late! Darryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds!
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, back to Purdue Stadium for the first time in a long time. Sam Jelinek here with you for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Shorebirds finally back in town here in Salisbury after a 12-game road trip, which saw them go 3-9 against the top two teams in the Carolina League, the Charleston Riverdogs and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, but a lot of positives throughout that 12-game stretch, obviously against Charleston, dropping 5-6, but that Sunday final game against the Riverdogs, Shorebirds with a huge 14-6 win. Isaac Baloney hit for the cycle on that day, had 5 hits, he drove in 5 runs, a career day for Isaac Baloney a couple Sundays ago. And then against Myrtle Beach, after a rough start to the week, Shorebirds dropped the first 3 games of that series. They responded by winning 2 out of the final 3 games, gave themselves a shot at a series win in the finale, or a series push, I should say, in the series finale on Sunday. Fortunately, came up a little bit short, falling in the second game of that doubleheader 12-2. They were tied at 2 after 4. Myrtle Beach, though, with a huge bottom of the 5th, scored 6 runs, put up 4 more in the 6th for good measure to run away with that one. So the Shorebirds finally back here at home at Purdue Stadium at 18-33 after a 3-9 road trip. They welcome in for the first time ever the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the Houston Astros single-A affiliate here in the Carolina League. Fayetteville had been the high-A affiliate of the Astros in the Carolina League back in 2019, but now shifting down here to single A for the past 2 seasons. Shorebirds didn't see them last year, so this is the first time ever that these two franchises have met up. Fayetteville on the season at 23-28 on the season. They got off to a very rough start this year, but have been playing much better baseball of late. The starting pitching matchup here tonight for the Shorebirds, it's a new name to get the ball here on both Tuesday and Sunday. It's Edgar Portes. Makes his debut after pitching all of last year down the FCL. He'll be opposed by Carlos Calderon for the Woodpeckers, who is 2-1 with a 4.38 ERA. If you haven't been paying attention to the Shorebirds, well, they've been on the road. Obviously, one of the new names, Edgar Portes, gets the ball here tonight for Delmarva. They have had a slew of roster moves. They have seen a lot of talent get called up to High A Aberdeen. So that leaves a lot of new faces for us to get introduced to here now that the Shorebirds are back at home. And one of them is Elio Prado. Prado is starting out in center field tonight for the Shorebirds, batting second. He has been really good offensively, hitting above 300 through his first 10 games with the Shorebirds, and I had a chance to chat with Elio prior to today's game. So I'll go ahead and step aside, and we'll air our interview with Shorebirds center fielder Elio Prado.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. We are joined by Shorebirds center fielder Elio Prado. Elio, first off, thanks so much for the time here today. And secondly, you have been playing very well since you joined the Shorebirds at the start of the road trip through Charleston and Myrtle Beach. I know it's been a while since you actually got to play in true, meaningful games. What's it been like to be able to, you know, play very well since joining the club?
Thank you. I'm so excited for being here. Just trying to have fun every day and go to the field and feel like a kid, you know, like trying to enjoy it. And it's like, I feel like each time, because it has been like long to be playing in real games again. So excited against playing that. So it feels so good.
And for those who don't know your background, you were traded from the Red Sox to the Orioles back in 2019 when you were all of just 17 years old at the time. What was that like? I imagine that must have been a real whirlwind to, you know, a team that you signed with less than a year ago. All of a sudden, you're a Baltimore Oriole.
Yeah, so that was so cool, and that was hard because we were 17, Romero and I. So when we got traded, it was like, okay, so it's time to make another friends, another relationships, but it's the same game, you know, like play, and I feel so good. I mean, that was a good trade. So we get that was a good trade. So we get here, and we are happy to be here, and we are enjoying being in the Marva, and good. It's so good.
And you mentioned making new relationships and new friends. You already had a built-in one with Noel Burt being a part of the trade. You had mentioned, both you and him have mentioned, you guys were best buddies before the trade, and now obviously you're reunited again here with the Shorebirds. What was that like then, to be able to come with him to the Orioles organization and have a familiar face, you know, during a very scary process?
Yeah, that's something that is make me feel like better, because it was a little easier because I came here with a friend, so it was easier for us because we were so young. And it's so good because I think Romero is my best friend in baseball and out of baseball, so it's good, like, be that, like, have him in part of my process. And it's so good, so I'm so excited. I'm here with him, and now we got a good relationship with all the guys, so it's like a family, so it's so good.
And you mentioned your process in there, and I'm curious because Noel Burt gives off that energy every day, like you said, just trying to play like a kid. Was that something that you had to change once you got into pro ball, that you were just a little bit too serious and you had to remind yourself, like, hey, you know, this is the job of a lifetime?
Yeah, sometimes it's hard because when you're struggling a little bit, it's just like, you're like, oh man, what I have to do better. But I think the key is being a kid and playing like since like when you were like 8 years old, that you don't have like, you didn't have problems in your mind, just go there, have fun and trying to win. And if you didn't get hit but your team win, is like being happy. So I think that's one of my goals, like just trying to have fun every day, feel like a kid, because it's going to be better, easier playing the game.
What's your key to having fun every day? I know for Romero, he's just constantly smiling. Is there something that you do day in and day out to make sure that you're loose and happy coming out to the field?
Yeah, he's always smiling. That's very funny. He always has a good energy. I'm just trying to be focused, you know, like be focused in what I'm doing and trying to enjoy him, like, because he's always smiling and saying funny things. So that's one of my key, like, just have fun with that guy. Yeah.
Well, Elio, we've enjoyed having you here at the Shorebirds so far this season, and congrats on a good start here the past couple of weeks.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm so excited for being here, and thank you for your invite.
Thank you again for the time, Elio. We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Again, a big thanks to Elio Prado for joining us on today's pregame show as our guest. Sam Jelinek here with you. And we'll get you those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups now before the Shorebirds take the field. First for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, managed by Joe Thon. Kennedy Corona leads it off. He's out in left. Leo's Donnie Molina, the shortstop, bats second. Joey Loper-Fito, the second baseman, bats third. Justin Williams at first base is the cleanup man. Logan Cerny in center field, bats fifth. Miguel Palma, the catcher, bats sixth. Tyler Whitaker out in right field, seventh. Rainier Rivas, the DH, hits eighth. And Cody Orr rounds it out, batting ninth for Carlos Calderon on the mound for Fayetteville here on Tuesday night. For the Shorebirds and their manager, Felipe Rojas Jr., Luis Valdez leads it off at second base. Then Elio Prado in center field. Noel Burt Romero, the shortstop, hits third. Isaac Baloney out in right field is the cleanup man, followed by Isaac De Leon at third base. Trenton Craig out in left field hits sixth. Mishael Desome, the DH, hits seventh. Creed Willems hitting eighth does the catching, and Moises Ramirez, the first baseman, bats ninth, rounds it out for Edgar Portes on the mound for Delmarva. Your starting pitching matchup, it's Edgar Portes in his single-A debut against Carlos Calderon for the Woodpeckers. Calderon at 2-1 with a 4.38 ERA. Portes, obviously, no stats yet here up at the single-A level. Portes spent all of last year down in the FCL with the FCL Orioles, so this is his first taste of baseball outside the complex after being signed back in 2019 as an international free agent. Shorebirds come into this one at the start of the series, 18-33, 10.5 games back of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Fayetteville down in the Southern Division right now in fourth place, 13 games back of the Myrtle Beach Pelican. Shorebirds have taken the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one more time, and come back with first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium on an overcast Tuesday evening. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds kicking off a six-game series against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros. First time these two franchises have ever met up. Edgar Portes making his single-A debut, gets the ball today for Delmarva. 6'2", 165-pound righty, 19 years old. He is on the bump, and this is the defense that Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. sets up behind him. Around the outfield, it's Trenton Craig in left, Elio Prado in center, Isaac Baloney in right. Isaac De Leon's at third, Noelbert Romero at shortstop, Luis Valdez at second, Moises Ramirez at first, and Creed Willems does the catching for Edgar Portes on the mound. Like we said, a little overcast right now. There was some rain on the other side of the bay in Baltimore. Orioles actually have the tarp on their field prior to first pitch, which for them is coming up in a couple of minutes. But no rain here, so we're all good to go. Wind is blowing out pretty steadily towards left as the Shorebirds rocking their home whites here to kick off this series. Portes electing to go with the tricolor cap as well. Orange in the back, white in the front, black on the brim of the hat. Like we said, just 19 years old, skinny little thing, 6'2", 165. Last year down the FCL, Portes actually worked only in relief. 14 appearances out of the bullpen, did not start. He went 2-1 with a 6.84 ERA, 25 innings total, 27 hits, 22 runs, 19 earned, walked to 19 and struck out 25. So today, his first ever career start, his first ever appearance outside the complex as well. Fayetteville, they rock their road grays, the classic road grays with Fayetteville in small font, very small thin font across the front of the chest, black numbers both on the front and back with black socks. Stepping to the plate to lead it off for Fayetteville is Kennedy Corona. Corona, right-handed batter, 5'11", 184, hitting .264 on the season, .857 OPS, 8 homers and 26 driven in. Portes from the middle of the rubber, high black socks, turns into his windup. Here's his first pitch of the game, and it's up high for ball one, underway a minute early at 7:04. Park at the park here on Tuesday for the Shorebirds, their first of the season. Portes is 1-0, is hit high in the air out to left. The wind will have its way with this one. In comes the left fielder, Craig. He gets under it, gets blown out to him, and he puts it away for the first out of the game. So keep an eye out on the wind all night long. Right now, like we said, it's blowing out to left. It looked like a pop-up, just beat a shallow left, but it ended up blowing all the way out to Craig. So one away, a good start for Portes here at the single-A level. That brings up Leo's Donnie Molina. Molina, another right-handed batter, 22 years old, out of Cuba. Portes, the wind in his pitch. Good breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Shorebirds needed Portes to be added to the rotation because they had a couple of moves over the past 2 weeks. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Curveball down and away. Molina can't help himself. And it's 0-2. Molina hitting 225, 625 OPS. Four homers, 17 driven in. Now time called to the plate. Everybody resets. Daniel Fetterman, who would have gone today for the Shorebirds, was promoted to High A Aberdeen. The pitch, fastball down and away at 92, and the count's 1-2. Shorebirds have lost a couple of bullpen members as well. Carson Carter and Daniel Lloyd promoted in the past week up to High A, while Alex Pham was promoted 2 weeks ago. 1-2. Fastball just a little high, and the count's even at 2. Calling balls and strikes tonight, it's Trey Jester. His crewmate Steve Cray is down the first base line. One out, top of the first, just getting going between the Shorebirds and the Woodpeckers. Edgar Portes into his windup, the 2-2. Curveball down and away. It was the same one Molina swung at earlier in the at-bat. Lays off this time, and the count's full. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Portes, a simple windup, leg high, the pitch. Swung on and fouled back out of play, got in on Molina's hands. Count stays full at 3-2. A little bit of an unusual thing. The entire Shorebirds infield actually rocking high socks left to right on the diamond, and then Portes also on the mound. 3-2 again. Curveball down and away, taken by Molina. That's a good at-bat. Laying off that breaking ball off the table. Portes walks him, and that's the first base runner of the game. Not a whole lot of info on one Edgar Portes out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Was signed back in 2019, and like basically all of the Orioles' 2019 international signing class, didn't get to debut until last season due to the pandemic. Here's Joey Loperfido, left-handed batter, first pitch to him. He swings and rockets one into right field. That's a base hit. Up to second goes Molina. He holds on there as Bologna gets it in quickly from right. There's men at first and second with one away now. So Loperfido, the seventh rounder out of Duke last year, continues his solid season. 47th hit, 46th game. He's now men at first and second for Justin Williams. Williams just added to the Fayetteville roster last week, and he has made a great first impression. Five for his first six. Run driven in, two doubles, run scored. Portes fires home. First pitch breaking ball down the middle for strike one, and he has to look back to second there. Molina was halfway to third. I'm surprised he didn't take off. He could have had that bag stolen if he wanted to. Williams, right-handed batter, 17th round pick out of Penn State last year. Portes now stares out at second. One more look. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Squirts away from Williams to his right, and both runners advance. Good dirt ball read by both Molina and Loperfido. Put two in scoring position with one away. Shorebirds infield stays back. Tended to come in early in games, far earlier than people would have expected. They stay back here, can see in the run for the out, the pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner, and the count's 1-2. Williams out of Cumberland Valley High School down in Mechanicsburg, PA. Stayed home, like we said, at Penn State and drafted last year. Turning 22 in just a couple of weeks. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball off the outside corner. Counts even at 2. Men at second and third. One out, top of the first. Fayetteville threatening to strike here in the early going. Shorebirds over the weekend taking 2 out of 3 from Myrtle Beach in the final three games of that series. Really got good pitching when they were able to win. 2-2. Breaking ball down and away. Williams, a check swing, lays off. Counts full. And after that initial swing and miss from Molina in the second batter of the game, Portes hasn't gotten anybody to chase that breaking ball down and away since. Seeing it out of his hand all of a sudden. Long lean in for Portes. Gets very low, now straightens up. Second and third, one out, top of the first. Payoff pitch. Fastball called, strike three. Williams thought it was a little low, a little outside. Rung up looking by Trey Jester. And there's two away here in the first. Big first strikeout for Portes here at the single-A level. So it brings up Logan Cerny. Stillman at second and third, two outs. Cerny hitting .213, .736 OPS, seven homers, 22 driven in. And Portes steps off, wipes some sweat off his brow. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Cerny from the right side crowds the plate. First pitch. Breaking ball just a little outside. And it's 1-0. Portes basically a straight back. Completely flat as he looks in for the sign. Now comes ready. His 1-0. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Cerny couldn't lay off 1-1. Cerny, a 10th round pick of the Phillies last year out of Troy down in Alabama, but was traded from the Phils to the Astros earlier this season. Now the 26th ranked prospect in the Astros system. The pitch, he swings and fouls it back just under the press box. And the count's 1-2. So Portes a pitch away from getting out of this jam. It's been a pretty laborious first inning, pitch number 20 upcoming. Second and third, two outs, no score here in the first. Portes ready the belt. Looks at third, high leg kick, here's the 1-2. Hard grounder out towards short, waiting back on it. Romero, he gloves, it bobbles up in front of him, and everybody will be safe. E6 on Romero, Cerny safe at first, coming home to score. Molina, Loperfido to third, and it's 1-0 Fayetteville here in the first. Just on the transfer there, Romero just lost the handle on it. Flung it straight up in the air. And what should have been an inning-ending ground out to short turns into a run scored. Now men at the corners and two away from Miguel Palma. Portes set the belt. Leg kick, here it comes. Fastball misses up and away. Check swing, appeal out to second and no swing, says Steve Craze. Palma playing in his 40th game here with Fayetteville. Three homers, 19 driven in, hitting .209 with a .647 OPS. Portes readies up, the 1-0. Swung on and popped up, back behind home. Now drift out of play, and the count's even at 1. Wind still blowing out very strongly to left. So everything here today will have a greater chance of staying inside the diamond. Not getting out of play, not a lot of foul territory at Purdue Stadium anyways. 1-1 home. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Good block by Willems on the pitch in the dirt, and the count's 1-2. Palma, like many other Shorebirds players from Caracas, Venezuela. Both Elio Prado and Albert Romero up the middle for the Birds from Caracas. 1-2 on Palma. Men at the corners, two outs. It's 1-0 Fayetteville in the first. Here's the pitch. Runner goes from first. Fastball misses inside. The throw to second on a hop. Valdez blocks it. Skips away a little to his left. He's able to keep it close enough to keep Loperfido at third. That was dangerous there from Willems. As Cerny had that base stolen just straight up on Portes. Even a good throw won't get him. So Cerny steals his 17th bag of the season. Then it's second and third, two outs. 2-2 count on Palma. 1-0 Fayetteville, top of the first. Here it comes. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Breaker backed up on him on the inside corner, but he gets Palma to swing through it. And Portes strands two in scoring position here in the first, but Fayetteville scores once to open up the game. On to the bottom of the first, it's Fayetteville nothing, or Fayetteville 1, and Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the first from Salisbury, it's Fayetteville 1 and Delmarva coming to bat for the first time against Carlos Calderon for the Woodpeckers. Calderon coming in at 2-1 with a 4.38 ERA. Right-handed pitcher, 20 years old. He's on the mound, and this is the defense that Fayetteville sets up behind him to kick it off. It's Kennedy Corona in left, Logan Cerny in center, Tyler Whitaker in right. Luis Valdez leads it off for the Shorebirds in the first pitch. Shows bunt, fouls it back for strike one. On the infield for Fayetteville, it's Cody Orr at third, Leozdani Molina at short, Joey Loperfido at second, Justin Williams at first, and Miguel Palma does the catching. Luis Valdez leads it off against Calderon. Valdez hitting 244, 649 OPS. Switch hitter bats left, and the 0-1 is down and in for ball one. 39 innings this season for Calderon. He struck out 48, walked 24. He's essentially been a microcosm of this Fayetteville pitching staff. 1-1, up and away for ball two, where Fayetteville actually leads the league in strikeouts, but also leads the league in the most walks. Calderon into the windup. Here's the 2-1. Valdez takes down and in for ball three. Luis playing very good baseball here as of late. Finished up a road trip where he stole 10 bases over the course of it. Now tied for the league lead with Shane Sasaki at 26. Open stance, infield plays him to pull. Here's the pitch. He takes just off the outside corner for ball four. And Valdez walks to lead off the Shorebirds half the first. Last time out for Calderon was on the first against Fredericksburg. Worked in relief, went 3 2/3, allowed 2 runs and a hit, but 4 walks, 5 strikeouts. He's actually coming off of 2 outings prior to that, where he'd gone 9 innings and walked just 2. Struck out 10. So man at first for Elio Prado, our pregame guest. Right-handed batter. Infield at double play depth. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses high for ball one. Prado hitting 306 through his first 10 games with the Shorebirds. That's 11 for 36, all 11 hit singles. 2 runs driven in, 7 walks, just 9 strikeouts. Calderon from the belt, the pitch. Fastball misses up and in for ball two. First base coach Danny Fajardo says a little something to Luis Valdez's ear. That's the stopwatch in hand, probably giving Valdez the green light here now that they have Calderon timed up. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball outside corner freezes Prado. Counts 2-1. Elio not even 21 years old yet. Turned 20 back in November. Outfield straight away. Valdez leads away from first. Here's the 2-1. Valdez runs, pitch in the dirt. Nice backhand scoop by Palma. The throw to second, though, not in time. How Palma even managed to pick that baseball. It's a feat in its own right. And a strong throw nearly gets Valdez, but Luis in ahead of the throw. And that's now 27 stolen bases on the season for Luis Valdez. Pitch missed low, so 3-1 on Prado. And the Shorebirds suddenly have the tying run out at second here in the first. It's 1-0 Fayetteville. 3-1. Prado swings and fouls it back on a center cut fastball. Couldn't square it up, and the count's 3-1. Now Albert Romero on deck. Lights already turning on here from Salisbury. Overcast skies overhead. Not a ray of sunshine to be found. A very cool Tuesday, June night. The 3-2, chopped high on the ground to short, waiting back on it. Molina, he gloves, fires to first, not in time. Valdez took third, Prado beat it out, and there's men at the corners with nobody out here in the Shorebirds half of the first. Just nothing Molina can do about that. Even if Orr, the third baseman, cuts it off, I'm not sure it matters. That thing was Baltimore chopped high into the sky. Prado able to beat it out. And there's men at first and third for Noelbert Romero. Shorebirds down 1-0. Tying run 90 feet away here in the first. Infield plays back for Fayetteville. Middle infield at double play depth. Right on right matchup, the first pitch. Fastball knee high for strike one. Romero now 4 homers, 15 driven in on the season, hitting .256, .738 OPS. Homered once in the road trip, that was against Myrtle Beach. 0-1. He swings and hits it in the air to shallow center. Center fielder Cerny coming in, second baseman Lo Perfido calls for it, makes the catch. Valdez bluffs a tag from third, holds on there. And that's the first out here in the bottom of the first. So Romero retired, and that brings up Isaac Bologna. Bologna digs in from the left side. 6 homers, 30 driven in, both lead the Shorebirds. Inning 253, 822 OPS. Again, middle infield at double play depth to the pull side. Third baseman Orr just in on the grass, the pitch. Misses outside for ball one. Off speed pitch, can't find the zone. It's 1-0 Fayetteville, bomb of the first. Woodpecker scoring a run in the top half on a two-out error. Shorebirds threatening, though, here in the bottom half of the first. Then at first and third, the 1-0. Down in the dirt, nice block by Palma, taking off for second. Prado, throw cut off, the throw back to the plate as Valdez sprints home and scores. Throw goes to the backstop. Prado takes third, and the Shorebirds tied up at one. Not ideal there, but the Shorebirds able to pull it off. Not a true double steal, but Prado trying to take second on the wild pitch. Able to force the throw to second. Molina, the shortstop, cut it off. Tried to fire it home as he saw Valdez break. Throw to the plate was wild. The pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back for ball one. For strike one. One and one on Bologna. Infield comes in. The pitch. Swing to miss. Breaking ball in the outside half. Counts 1-2. Infield in for Fayetteville, tied at one, bomb of the first, the pitch. And Bologna hits it in the air down the left field line, slicing out of play, and it reaches the berm. Count stays at 1-2. And at third, one out, bomb of the first, Shorebirds have tied it. Now a 1-2 pitch coming home to Bologna. Calderon holds, here it comes, and he just misses down and in. 2-2. Two. 2-2 is fouled straight back. Stay at even. Still 2-2 on Bologna, tied at one, bomb of the first. Here it comes. Breaking ball down and in on his back foot. Hard slider at 86. And the count's full, 3-2. Good at bat here from Bologna. Infield in for Fayetteville, and now the Shorebirds dugout, I think, has a different count than what Trey Jester behind home plate has. And Brink Hamler, the hitting coach who is keeping a chart himself, has come out to actually show Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. what he's been tracking. And we'll see whether or not anything gets corrected here. And we'll see what Jester and Craze come to, because Jester asked the field umpire, Steve Craze, whether or not he had a different count. And he flashed 3-2 as well. So they're talking with Felipe, and we'll see whether or not anything comes of this. But right now, there's a man at third, one out, tied at one, bottom of the first. It's a 3-2 count, we believe, on Isaac Baloney. There was a good bit of misunderstanding after the wild pitch in the dirt, where Valdez scored and Prado got all the way to third on the play. Everybody tried to reset after that. I think the umpires might have lost track of the count. And Felipe just shakes his head and walks away. Looks like we're staying at a 3-2 count. I'm more surprised that Baloney in the box didn't question anything, if he would have thought that it was ball four. So it's still 3-2. Man at third, one out, tied at one, bomb of the first. Calderon fires home, and Baloney pops it out of play, third base side. We stay with a full count. Shorebirds have tied it at one. Run scoring, wild pitch. Man in the corners. Prado took second. Valdez took home. Now 3-2 on Baloney. Calderon readies up the pitch. And Isaac fouls him off himself in the box. We stay at 3-2. Good at bat here by Baloney. Calderon now up above 20 pitches, just like Edgar Portes was in the top half of the first. Infield still in for Fayetteville. Outfield plays Baloney to pull the pitch. And Isaac swings and hits it in the air to shallow left center. Both outfielders converge. Left fielder Corona gets under it, makes the catch. Prado bluffs a tag from third. One hop strike to the plate. Holds him there, and there's two away here in the first. So that brings up Isaac De Leon. Colonial head back to the dugout with the game still tied at one. 2 outs, man at third, the pitch. De Leon, a high chopper towards third, cut off by the third baseman or from the infield grass. Fires across the diamond to retire De Leon and end a wacky first inning. Shorebirds do tie it up, though. All square at one. Luis Valdez scoring on a wild pitch. On to the second. Tied at one here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the second from Purdue Stadium. It's Delmarva 1 and Fayetteville 1 as well. Sam Zelnick with you here on Tuesday night from the Eastern Shore of Maryland. 70-9 due up for Fayetteville against Edgar Portes. Tyler Whitaker leads it off. Portes at 25 pitches through the first inning. Stranded runners at second and third to limit the damage. Shorebirds came right back to tie it up in the bottom of the first. Portes, the righty into his wind, and his first pitch here in the second is a curve ball down low for ball one. Whitaker, three homers, 21 driven in, hitting 162 for the Woodpeckers. 1-0, fastball down and away for ball two. Whitaker was drafted by the Astros last year out of Bishop Gorman High School. Third round pick, 462 OPS. 2-0, fastball misses up and in, the count's 3-0. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Portes from the center of the rubber into his windup, the 3-0. Just off the outside corner, and he walks Whitaker on four pitches to lead off the second. So the Shorebirds, with Portes on the mound, have seen a roster makeover over the past 2 weeks. They added nine new players as Rainier Rivas steps to the plate. Rivas playing his sixth game with Fayetteville. Hitting 125, two homers, four driven in, 763 OPS. Left-handed batter, open stance. Portes the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball outside. Counts 0-1. Portes, the most recent addition, alongside Nick Richmond, right-handed relief pitcher signed by the Orioles to a minor league free agent contract a couple of weeks ago. 0-1. Fastball misses down, 1-1. Shorebirds during the road trip welcomed in Elio Prado, as well as Aaronson Placencia, Berto Martinez. Portes holds. Now the 1-1. Swung on and belted high in the air to shallow right center. Prado and Bologna converge to the center fielder calling for it, and he makes the catch. Finally falls out of the sky for the first out here in the second. Brings up Cody Orr, the ninth place hitter. Runner at first, one out top of the second, all tied at one. Orr hitting 228, 622 OPS. One homer, nine driven in. Right-handed batter. Square stance. Hands held high. Middle infield at double play depth. Pitch home. Curveball is down low for ball one. Shorebirds and Woodpeckers kicking off the first to six here this week. Shorebirds will go candy-striped as far as the schedule goes the next couple of weeks. Home for six, on the road for six, till a two-week homestand in August. 1-0. Breaking ball down the middle. Portes spins it in, and it's 1-1. Runner at first, one out, tied at one, top of the second. Portes from the belt, down the hill, the 1-1, runner goes from first, breaking ball in the dirt, and it skips to the backstop. Willems tried to pick it, now racing for third is the runner, the throw, not in time. Tyler Whitaker takes two bases. Heads up base running by Tyler Whitaker. Was off for second on the pitch. Pitch goes to the backstop, skips right back there. He's able to take an extra 90 feet. Now the Shorebirds infield races in. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Tight breaking ball outside. Orr chases it. And the count's 2-2. Man at third, one out. Infield in for the Shorebirds. Tied at one, top of the second. Here's the pitch. Swung on and chopped foul to the backstop. Stayed a ball and two strikes. Shorebirds and Woodpeckers playing for the first time ever. Never expected these two teams to cross paths with the Fayetteville franchise even before being in Fayetteville, being in the Carolina League. Obviously, the realignment changed things a good bit. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and foul tipped at the plate off the catcher Willems. Orr stays alive. Fayetteville before actually occupying their current home. We're down in Bowie's Creek. Played at Campbell University. Fighting Camels. as the Astros had actually bought what had been a California League team out west and moved them east, as well as the Down East Wood Ducks came east at the same time from California. 2-2, breaking ball backs up just off the inside corner, and the count's full. And both teams entered the Carolina League, I believe, back in 2016. As Down East and Bowie's Creek. Infield in for the Shorebirds. Man at third, one out, top two, tied at one. Cody Orr, the batter. Portes fires home, and he fouls it back over the netting into the seats. Stay at 3-2. And while the Astros and Bowie's Creek were waiting for the new stadium in Fayetteville to be built, they just played at Campbell. Actually ended up having some very good teams there that preceded the Astros' runs into the postseason, obviously their World Series championship in 2017. 3-2 again. Spiked in the dirt. Willems blocks it, keeps it within arm's reach. Staying at third this time, Whitaker. On to first goes Orr on the free pass. And there's men at first and third with one away for the top of the order, Kennedy Corona. So men at the corners, one out, brings up Kennedy Corona. He flat out to left his first time up. Woodpeckers one, Shorebirds one, top of the second. Infield plays back now, looking to turn two, outfield straight away. Portes fires home, runner takes off from first, and Corona slaps it out of play, first base side, 0-1. Corona's driven in 26 in the season. Played 57 games last year with Fayetteville, was on their opening day roster. Hit 244, 306, 343. Right-handed batter. Crowns the plate, square stance. Here's the pitch, runner goes from first again, and Corona pops it in the air to right field. Chases Bologna back a couple of steps, gets under it, getting ready to tag from third. Here comes Whitaker, the throw to the plate is way up the line, and Whitaker scores standing to give Fayetteville their lead back. They're on top 2-1 here in the second. Bologna did everything right mechanically, got behind that baseball, a good crow hop. The throw way off target. I think he might have, quite honestly, misjudged how strong the wind is right now. Blowing out to left as that ball carried way up the third base line, right where the wind is blowing. So a sac fly and RBI for Corona. He's driven in 27 on the season. Fayetteville leads it 2-1 here in the second. 2 outs, a man at first, and Leo's Donnie Molina, the batter. First delivery. Curveball misses low for ball one. Molina walked and scored his first time up. Right-handed batter, calm from the right side. Throw over to first and back in with a dive. It's Orr, but the throw gets by Ramirez to the sidewall and up to second. Off his belly goes Orr. E1 on Portes. A very sloppy start to this game for the Shorebirds. Already their second error. Earlier in the inning, Tyler Whitaker taking 180 feet, stolen base, and a wild pitch. Now a man at second, two outs. Already 2-1 Fayetteville. The pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air to the right side of the diamond. Second baseman Valdez out on the outfield grass. Gets under it and puts it away for the final out here in the second. But Fayetteville reclaims the lead. Kennedy Corona, sack fly. Driving in Tyler Whitaker. On to the bottom of the second, it's Fayetteville 2 and Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car.
Is this real?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, that's Buzz.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the Woods.
Know your buzz warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second from Purdue Stadium. It's a one-run lead again for Fayetteville as they lead Delmarva 2-1. Trendon Craig leading off the bottom of the second for the Shorebirds, 6-7-8. Against Carlos Calderon, allowed a run in the first. On a run-scoring wild pitch into his full wind with nobody on, his first pitch to Craig is rocketed out into right, in on a hop in front of Tyler Whitaker in right. He had a little indecision about how he wanted to play it. Thought about laying out for a dive instead, held back. That goes by him easily, a triple for Craig. He leads off the second with a line shot single to right. Brings a Michael Deson, seventh in the order for the Shorebirds. Deson hitting 232, 589 OPS, right-handed batter. Calderon set, fires home. Craig takes off from first. The throw to second is in time. Craig thrown out as quickly as he was on base. Singles on the first pitch of the frame, thrown out trying to steal on the second. And there's one out here in the second inning. Shorebirds have tried to be as aggressive as they can on the bases early, 1-0. Deson takes down and away for ball two. Valdez a stolen base in the first. The wild pitch between Prado and Valdez that allowed the Shorebirds' first and only run to score. 1-0. Deson takes down and away. And check that, actually 3-0 now. It's a 2-0 pitch. So 3-0 on Deson. Calderon the turn. Here's the pitch. Fastball is down the middle for strike one. Shorebirds have been aggressive, and it finally comes back to burn them with Craig there leading off the inning. 3-1. Breaking ball misses up high, ball four. Calderon walks Deson. Second free pass he's issued already in the game. And surprisingly, the one thing that Calderon hasn't done thus far is actually strike anybody out. Shorebirds are a pretty strikeout-prone team, and Calderon, who came in with 48 and 39 innings, has almost gone through the entire order once and hasn't punched anybody out. Here's Creed Willems, Shorebirds catcher. Deson at first, one out. Here's the pitch. Takes up high for ball one. Willems, one homer, seven driven in, hitting 151, 451 OPS. The pitch. Willems smashes one deep down the right field line towards the corner. It's gone! A two-run shot for Creed Willems vaults the Shorebirds in front. It's 3-2 Delmarva here on the bottom of the second. 106 miles an hour off the bat for Willems. 337 down the line as he just unloads on one. A line drive to give the Shorebirds a 3-2 lead here in the second inning. Meeting out the mound as the Fayetteville pitching coach John Kovalik heads out to the mound. Weird start to the inning for Calderon, the single, and Craig was then thrown out trying to steal second on just two pitches into the frame. Then walks Deson Willems with a smash down the right field line, a two-run shot to give the Shorebirds the lead. Shorebirds actually homered just once during their series at Myrtle Beach last week, so they've already matched that here through an inning plus against Fayetteville. Here's Moises Ramirez. First pitch from Calderon is in there at the knees for strike one. For Willems, it's his second homer of the season. Both have come at home. He's now driven in nine as well. Pitch. Ramirez, a broken back grounder to third. Bobbles up on Orr, but he catches it and fires across the diamond to retire Ramirez. Nice hands there by Orr. Basically flicked it to himself as it caught himself rolling up his arm. Ramirez retired 5-3, and there's two away here in the second. Back at the top of the order in Luis Valdez, 3-2 Shorebirds, bottom of the second. Valdez walked and scored to lead off the home half of the first. Fayetteville shifts for him to the pull side. Switch hitter bats left, and the first pitch is spiked in, and that clipped the home plate umpire Trey Jester. It's way to the backstop. Third baseman Orr even with the bag, but way off the line. And the shortstop Molina positions himself up the middle. 3-2 Birds, bomb in the second. Calderon the windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss. That's a good breaking ball down and in. And the count's 1-1. The three runs allowed already today by Calderon are the most that he's allowed since back on the 14th of May. The pitch, fouled as a weak chopper foul to the backstop. And the count's 1-2. That was when he gave up four runs against the Carolina Mudcats in 4 1/3 innings. 1-2 on Valdez, 2 outs, bomb of the second. 3-2 Shorebirds. The pitch. Breaking ball is way outside as Calderon stumbles a little bit off the mound. Not sure if he caught his spike on the way down or what. Two-two pitch. Breaking ball called, strike three. Back doors on Valdez as Calderon K's him up looking to end the frame. But Creed Willems, a two-run smash down the right field line, gives the Shorebirds the lead for the first time tonight. On to the third, it's Delmarva 3 and Fayetteville 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the third, Shorebirds the lead for the first time tonight. It's Delmarva 3 and Fayetteville 2. Creed Willems with his second homer of the season, a two-run smash. Puts the Birds on top, 3-2. 3-4 and 5 due up for the Woodpeckers here in the third against Edgar Portes. Portes into his windup. His first pitch to Joey Loperfido is on the outside corner for strike one. Loperfido swung at the first pitch he saw back in the first and singled to right. Portes, who is only gone as many as 2 2/3 innings in his career. 0-1 is down in the dirt to Loperfido, 1-1. Loperfido, left-handed batter. Seventh-round pick out of Duke last year, hitting .284 on the season, .792 OPS. The pitch, swing and a miss, trying to take a fastball up and away and slice it the other direction. Comes up empty, though, and the count's 1-2. Portes steps into his wind, the 1-2. Looked for the same spot, but missed outside 2-2. Most Portes has ever gone was 2 2/3 last year down the FCL against the FCL Twins. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Back foot breaking ball from Portes. Gets Loperfido to swing over it. And there's one away here in the third. Portes trying to settle in here. Some Shorebirds relievers make their way out to the bullpen. Might not be too long before we see the Birds' bullpen spring into action. Here's Justin Williams, the cleanup man. First pitch from Portes. Breaking ball belt high for a called strike. Now 51 pitches through 2 1/3 for Portes. Williams struck out looking his first time up. Portes working quickly, the 0-1. Breaking ball just off the outside corner, 1-1. And it's 3-2 Delmarva, top of the third, game one of the six-game set between Fayetteville and Delmarva. Both teams relatively out of it here in the first half race. Shorebirds 10.5 back, 1-1. Fastball spots up on the outside edge, and the count's 1-2. Last place in the Northern Division, well, Fayetteville, although a better record at 23-28, actually 2.5 games worse than Delmarva games backwise. 1-2, swing and a miss, fastball up and in, and Edgar Portes with back-to-back strikeouts here to kick off the third. Williams down swinging. Fayetteville 13 games back of the Carolina League leading Myrtle Beach Pelicans. So both sides playing out the string here in the first half of the season, looking for some better luck in the second half. First pitch, Logan Cerny. Fastball can't get the call. Down and away for ball one. 2 outs, nobody on. It's Delmarva 3 and Fayetteville 2. Cerny, right-handed batter, reached on an error his first time up in the first. That plated the game's first run. Ground ball to short, and Albert Romero couldn't handle it. 1-0. Cerny takes on the inside corner, 1-1. One pitch. Breaking ball, spun to the backstop off the end of the bat of Cerny, and Portes with a chance to strike out the side here in the third. And what I would imagine would be his final frame of the game. Trying to go a career-long 3 innings. Portes is 1-2. Swing and a miss. He does it by striking out the side here in the third. All three swinging. Edgar Portes with 5 strikeouts in the game. Fires himself a 1-2-3 third onto the bottom of the third. It's Delmarva 3 and Fayetteville 2 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third, it's Delmarva 3 and Fayetteville 2. Sam Jelinek here with you on Tuesday night from Salisbury, Maryland. Shorebirds and Woodpeckers playing the first of 6 here this week. 2-3-4 due up for the Birds against Carlos Calderon. Going to bounce back from a 2-run second. First pitch to Elio Prado. Breaking ball misses inside for ball one. 2-run homer for Creed Willems in the second. Giving the Shorebirds their first lead of the game. Prado, right-handed batter, singled his first time up. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball down the middle, 1-1. Calderon, hands together at the belt, black glove into his windup, the 1-1. Fastball sinks down low, and the count's 2-1. Prado 11 for 36 total during the road trip, was 5 for 17 against individually Myrtle Beach. 2-1. Breaking ball, outside corner, bell time, the count's 2-2. Had a five-game hitting streak that ran over the course of the road trip as well, and has reached base actually in six straight as well. The pitch, he swings and chops it high to third, backing up on it, or he grabs it, sets his feet, and throws to first, as I think Prado might be hurt. He might have pulled something on his way down the line. He tosses his helmet off immediately. Not sure if he's just frustrated with himself or not, but Danny Fajardo pointing back to the Shorebirds dugout and saying it's the back of his leg. I just tweaked something a little bit there, pulled it a touch. So we'll keep an eye out on whether or not Elio Prado comes back out for the next half inning. One out, nobody on. It brings up Noelbert Romero, the three-hole hitter. First pitch from Calderon is a fastball up high for ball one. So off the bat, that kind of high chopper, that was the same one Prado beat out his first time up. The 1-0, Romero swings and misses 1-1. So I was a little surprised to see how much he was thrown out by. 1-1. Romero takes, outside corner, 1-2. Ball and two strikes, and Romero calls time, steps out. Noelbert, like Prado, had a pretty lengthy on-base and hitting streak actually come to an end during the most recent road trip. Calderon the rock. Here's the 1-2. Romero, a high tapper foul down the third base side, stays alive. Eight-game hitting streak came to a close at the end of May. And he finished the series against Myrtle Beach going 6 for 20. Homer, three driven in. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Goes through the wickets of Palma to the backstop, though. Romero takes up for first and reaches on the drop third strike wild pitch. Second strike out of the game for Calderon, but Romero reaches. Like we were saying during the top of the second, it had already been a sloppy game for both sides, and that just continues here. Three errors, a slew of wild pitches, and now a wild pitch drop third strike. Here's Isaac Bologna, left-handed batter. Calderon from the belt, fires home, and Bologna swings and lofts it high in the air to left, getting blown back towards the warning track. Kennedy Corona gets under it and makes the catch for the second out here in the third. Bologna 0 for 2, he's flied out to left twice. Brings up Isaac De Leon. He grounded a third his first time up. De Leon now hitting as close to 200 as he has all season long, coming into tonight at 194. 679 OPS, first pitch. Breaking ball outside half for strike one. It's 3-2 Delmarva, bomb of the third. Both teams scoring a run in the first. Fayetteville one in the second. Shorebirds with two in the bottom half. Two-run homer for Creed Willems. 0-1. De Leon takes, fastball up and away, 1-1. De Leon, although just 3 for 13 against Myrtle Beach last week, had a very sound road trip. It was 10 for 35, the 1-1, swing and a miss, breaking ball inside. Looked like he kind of lost his back foot there. Slid a little bit out from under him. And the count's 1-2. Romero at first, two outs. Shorebirds lead 3-2, bottom half of the third, the pitch. And De Leon pops it in the air, down the right field line, shallow, second baseman Loperfido out! He dives and can't hold on to it. Romero goes first to third, right fielder Whitaker gets it back in. And it's a base hit for De Leon, men at the corners and two away for Trenton Craig. What an effort by Loperfido. Hauling out there. Laid out, just couldn't keep it in his glove. So Trenton Craig, who singled his first time up, steps in, a line shot to right, then was thrown out trying to steal on the very next pitch. Already 3-2 Delmarva, bottom of the third. Men at first and third, two outs. The pitch. Craig takes off the inside corner. A little freeze there by Palma, the catcher. Thought it might have had the edge, no dice. Calderon from the belt. Righty fires home and misses down and away with a fastball for ball two. Outfield shades Craig heavily the other way, especially in center. Logan Cerny basically playing the alley. Infield straight up. 2-0. Craig off the hands, fouls it out of play, right field side. 2-1 was sitting dead red, got it, but ran up and in on him. No chance to turn on a pitch like that. Two-one pitch. Swing, foul tip, held on to by Palma, now taking off for second, De Leon, and he gets around the tag. Oh, good gracious, how did De Leon swim around that one? As he was caught in between first and second, the pitch was foul tipped, everybody froze for a half second, and De Leon able to swipe second. Second stolen base of the season. So 2-2 on Craig, 2 in scoring position. The pitch, he reaches for, floats it into shallow right, and that drops for a base hit. Romero scores, De Leon right behind him, and it's a two-run single for Trendon Craig. A beautiful piece of two-strike hitting. Flares it the other way, and the Shorebirds lead it now 5-2 here in the last of the third. Trendon Craig now a two-hit game, a two-RBI game. And De Leon swimming around the tag pays big dividends. Man at first for Michael Desone. Two outs here in the third. Pitch home. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Desone walked and scored his first time up last inning. Outfield shades him the other way. Infield straight up. Pitch. Over his head straight to the backstop. And up to second goes Craig on the wild pitch. Calderon taps his chest, says, my fault, slipped out of his hands. It's that pitch right from the get-go. About a foot and a half over Desone's head. 1-1. Five-two, Shorebirds bomb the third. Two out, two-run single for Trendon Craig, the pitch. Fastball is down and away, 2-1. Reed Willems on deck. He homered last inning. And now the Fayetteville bullpen comes to life early on in this game. 2-1. Desone takes. Slider can't get the call. Bell tie around the outside corner. 3-1. Desone trying to sit on something to drive. Hasn't homered yet this season. He's driven in 10. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball outside. Got his arms extended. Couldn't connect, and the count's full. So 3-2 on Desone. Man, it's second, two outs. Wind blowing straight out to left. Here's the pitch. And Desone takes down and in. Ball four. Breaking ball misses the edge. Calderon walks his third of the game. Desone for the second time. And there's men at first and second with two outs for Creed Willems. Remember, all of this possible because of De Leon swimming around the tag at second. A little delayed steal. He was dead to rights at the bag. Then the very next pitch, Trendon Craig with a two-run single. Now Creed Willems. First pitch. Takes down the dirt. Nice block by Palma for ball one. 5-2 Shorebirds bombing the third against the Woodpeckers. Willems, two-run homer down the right field line his first time up. Trying to do some more damage. Infield plays him to pull. Shortstop position basically vacated. 1-0. Willems way out in front. Tried to hold back. Ended up foul tipping it. Counts 1-1. Calderon comes set at the belt. A look to second. Down the hill, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. More full-throated swing that time from Willems. Second straight breaking ball he can't connect on, though. It's 1-2. First and second, two out. 5-2, Shorebirds over the Woodpeckers, bottom three. 1-2. Spiked in and a great backhand stop by Palmer. That pitch was about 6 feet out in front of home plate. Not the first time we've seen Calderon do that tonight. Counts even at 2. Calderon back to the rosin bag. Glove pressed up against his front leg. Now puts the ball into it. Comes set. 2-2 pitch. And Willems pops it up. Right on the center of the diamond. Shortstop Molina comes in for it. Calls for it. And in the base paths. Makes the catch to retire Willems and end the inning. But Trenton Craig, a two-run single. Expands on the Shorebirds' lead. On to the fourth. It's Delmarva 5 and Fayetteville 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, it's now Delmarva 5 and Fayetteville 2. Trenton Craig with a two-out, two-run single in the last half inning. And as we expected, after seeing Elio Prado come up a little lame on his way down the first baseline while trying to beat out a ground ball in the bottom of the third, he has exited the ball game. Luis Valdez has moved to center, and Roberto Martinez has come in Prado's spot and will now play second. So your new defensive alignment in the outfield, Craig in left, Valdez in center, Bologna in right. First pitch from Edgar Portes to Miguel Palma. It's a breaking ball hit high in the air to deep left field. Craig going back on the warning track in front of the wall. Runs out of room. Miguel Palma sends it up high into the sky. Lets the wind do the rest. And it's a solo homer for Miguel Palma to lead off the Woodpeckers top of the fourth. And it's now Delmarva 5 and Fayetteville 3. Even seemed like Palma was surprised there the way he rounded first base. Basically stopped halfway in between first and second. 363 for Mr. Palma. His fourth homer of the season, 20th run driven in. Now the first pitch to Tyler Whitaker. This is down and away for ball one, so not an ideal start for Edgar Portes on his first venture out for a fourth inning. Solo homer, the 1-0. Fastball on the outside corner, 1-1. Whitaker walked and scored his first time up against Portes, leading off the second. Right on right matchup, the 1-1. He swings and slashes it down the right field line, and that'll get into foul territory, dropping in the Fayetteville bullpen. Craig can't run it down, 1-2. To finish off the new defensive alignment for the Birds in the outfield, Craig in left, Valdez in center, Bologna in right. Then on the infield, De Leon at third, Romero at short, Martinez at second, and Ramirez at first. 1-2. Whitaker smashes one out to deep right center field. Long run for Bologna in right. He won't get there, and he cuts it off before the warning track. Up to second goes Whitaker. He stops there. And a lot of hard contact off of Edgar Portes here to begin the fourth. A homer and now a double. Brings the tying run to the plate for Fayetteville here with nobody out in the fourth. And the Shorebirds bullpen springs to action. Because of Rainer Rivas, fly to center his first time up. Whitaker with his fifth double of the season. Rivas fly to center his first time up. Big left-handed batter, 6'3", 220. The pitch. He swings and lofts it in the air down the left field line. Long run for Trenton Craig towards the corner. And gets out of play for strike one. Thought we were about to see somebody start throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen, but everybody has just stood up and started putting cleats on. Nobody actually throwing yet. Portes at 64 pitches here in the top of the fourth. Nobody out, a man at second. 5-3 Birds over the Woodpeckers. 0-1. Breaking ball, tapped foul down the third base side. Emergency hack there from Rivas. It's 0-2. Rivas, last game he played back on Sunday against Kannapolis. 1-for-4, the homer, drove in a run. The pitch reaches for it and slices it back to the backstop to stay alive. Count stays at 0-2. On Rivas, man at second, nobody out. Portes gives him a look, the pitch home, swing and a miss, breaking ball down and in, blocked by Willems. Picks it up, throws to first, complete the strikeout. Sixth strikeout of the game for Portes. New career high for him. Brings up the nine-hole hitter, Cody Orr. Orr walked his first time up. Portes has walked three, given up three runs. Right now, just two of them earned. Man at second, one out. Or two outs, beg your pardon. No, one out. Had it right the first time, always do. Portes looks to second, his first pitch home. Breaking ball drops in a little high for ball one. Wind still blowing very stiffly out to left. Saw that help out Palma on his solo homer. 1-0. Curveball misses outside for ball two. A little surprised to see Portes working this deep into the game, obviously. We had mentioned that he hadn't gone past three innings at all in his career, period, coming into today. This is also his first outing of the year as well. 2-0 pitch. And Orr hits it in the air, high down the left field line, towards the Shorebirds bullpen. Left fielder Craig in the corner jumps and makes the grab up against the wall. Tracked that ball beautifully with it getting pushed back towards the warning track. Stuck with it, hauled it in, and there's two away here in the fourth. Whitaker stays at second. Lineup flips the top and Kennedy Corona. But as far as Portes goes, we're not sure how much he'd be lengthened out down in extended spring training. Seems to be that he'll be up towards 80-ish pitches by the time the night's done. First pitch to Corona. Just off the inside edge with a breaking ball for ball one. 5-3 Shorebirds, top of the fourth. Gal Palma led off the frame with a solo homer. Tyler Whitaker doubled, and he's still stuck out at second. Two away. Corona 0-for-1 with a sac fly. Portes is 1-0. Curveball down and away. Can't get him to chase. 2-0. Corona out of Maracaibo, Venezuela. Calm stands from the right side. Portes from the belt. Deals home, and Corona smashes one in the air. Deep left field, Craig going back on the warning track. He jumps, but he's not bringing that one back. A two-run homer for Kennedy Corona, his ninth of the season, and he ties it up for Fayetteville here in the fourth. It's 5-5. Second homer of the inning for Fayetteville, both out to left, getting caught up in the jet stream and the extreme wind blowing out to left here tonight. And Fayetteville with three in the frame has tied it at five. Long way out to left for Kennedy Corona. He's driven in three in the game. Two out, nobody on. Leo's Donnie Molina, the batter. Portes back to the windup, his first pitch. Fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Corona now with 29 RBIs on the season as well. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Trying to hold back. Breaking ball down and away. Got Molina to chase. Half-hearted hack. It's 0-2. Pitch. Portes went back to the breaking ball. Molina laid off this time, 1-2. Molina 0-1, walked and scored in the first, popped out to second to end the second. 1-2. Curveball down and away. No chase again from Molina, counts even at 2. Portes's repertoire seems to be pretty limited here tonight, just fastball, curveball from what we've seen. 2-2. Fastball bounced up the middle. Romero to his left. Gloves, spins, throws low to first, but Ramirez digs it out to retire Molina and end the inning. But Fayetteville with two homers, a solo shot for Miguel Palma, a two-run homer for Kennedy Corona, tie the game at 5 as we go to the bottom of the fourth here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth, and now a tie game between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. All square at 5. Sam Jelinek here with you. 9-1-2 due up for the Shorebirds against a new arm on the mound for Fayetteville. Franklin Garcia on for this TechNet call to the bullpen. Takes over for Carlos Calderon, who goes 3 innings. First pitch from Garcia to Ramirez is swung on and missed. 95 the letters for strike one. Calderon goes 3 innings, allows 5 runs on 5 hits, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. But his offense bails him out with 3 in the top of the 4th. Solo homer and a 2-run shot. The 0-1. Ramirez off the hands, fouls it back. It's 0-2. So now Garcia making his 14th appearance out of the bullpen. 6'3", 170. 24 years old out of the Dominican Republic. Works in the stretch with nobody on. Hands together at the letters. High leg kick, the 0-2. And Ramirez a liner the other way. Slices into the picnic deck. It's 0-2. Ramirez grounded the third his first time up. Shorebirds have some action out in their bullpen. It's Angel Vargas getting loose. 0-2 on Ramirez to kick off the bottom of the fourth. The pitch. High chopper back up the middle, ranging to his left. Molina grabs it, throws on the run, and throws high into the Fayetteville dugout. Got off the railing and kicked back in play. Will be an infield single for Ramirez. Molina ranging a far way up the middle, having to throw across his body. And the lineup flips the top in Luis Valdez. Garcia 2-0 on the mound, a 4.79 ERA in 20 2/3 innings. Fouled his switch hitter, bats left. The pitch, fastball outside half for strike one. He struck out 28 and walked just 9. 21 hits, 12 runs, 11 earned. Opponents batting 253 against him. Infield modified double play, depth to the pole side. 0-1. Valdez, a roller right to the second baseman, Lo Perfido. Throws to second for one. No chance to double up Valdez, though. Shortstop Molina puts the ball in his back pocket. They force out Ramirez at second. And there's one away here in the fourth. So Valdez replaces Ramirez at first on the fielder's choice. Brings up now Roberto Martinez, who took the spot in the lineup of Elio Prado after he grounded out to third back in the third. Came up lame on his way down the first baseline trying to run it out. First pitch, Martinez, a big swing and a miss for strike one. Martinez, switch hitter, bats from the left side. Now time called, stepping out Martinez. Tied at 5, bottom of the fourth. Fayetteville with two homers in the top of the frame, a solo homer and a two-run shot. 0-1, Valdez fakes from first, and Martinez fouls it back and out of play. 0-2. Martinez threw his first four games with the Shorebirds, 3-for-12. Homer, 3 driven in. Two of those hits coming in his first start a couple Sundays ago at Charleston. 0-2, Valdez runs, pitch misses outside. The throw to second is tipped into center off the glove of the leaping shortstop, Molina. Over to third goes Valdez on the error. So he swipes his second bag of the day and coaxes another error to boot. Luis Valdez with game-changing speed. That's now the second error that he's forced on the day. And the infield comes in for Fayetteville. Tied at 5, bottom of the fourth. 1-2, the count on Martinez. Sticks the bat straight up, hands held close to his body. Garcia set, the 1-2. Spiked in the fastball at 95, and the catcher Palma blocked it with his chest. Takes a lot to be a catcher to throw yourself literally in harm's way there, not just a breaking ball in the dirt, but 95. Counts even at 2. Valdez leads away from third, Fayetteville infield in. 2-2 pitch. And Martinez, a weak tapper to the backstop. Count stays even at 2. Martinez in his first start against Charleston a couple Sundays ago went 2-for-5 with a 2-run homer, his first career homer. Now it's with the go-ahead run at third here in the fourth. 2-2. Down the dirt again. Fastball spiked in. And Palma throws his body in front of it once more. Count full on Martinez with Noelbert Romero on deck. Angel Vargas continues to throw out the Shorebirds bullpen. He'll come on for the fifth. See whether or not it's with a lead. Tied at 5. Man at third. One out. The pitch. And Martinez swings and misses. Garcia went to the breaking ball. Now I'm going to wave through it. And there's two outs here in the fourth. Valdez stays put at third. So that brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero 0-for-2. Struck out but reached on a wild pitch his last time up and then came around to score on Trenton Craig's two-run single. Man at third, two outs. Tied at 5 in the fourth. The first pitch gets away from the catcher. Palma spiked in the dirt, goes straight to the backstop, and Valdez walks on home from third. It was bound to happen for Garcia. He'd spiked a number of pitches. And the last at-bat to Martinez. The first one to Romero gets away from Palma. Valdez scores, and it's 6-5 Shorebirds here in the fourth. So 1-0 on Romero. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Garcia the set, here it comes. And Romero swings and pops it up. Out into shallow left center. Shortstop Molina under it, and he puts it away with one hand. For the final out here in the fourth, but the Shorebirds With just one hit in the frame, score a run, a stolen base, an error, and a wild pitch. Score Luis Valdez. On to the fifth, it's now Delmarva 6 and Fayetteville 5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth, Shorebirds out in front again. It's Delmarva 6 and Fayetteville 5. Luis Valdez scoring on a wild pitch in the last half inning. First pitch from Angel Vargas to Joey Loperfido is fouled straight back to open the fifth. Technet called the bullpen. Angel Vargas replaces Edgar Portes in his first career start. Lionel work will look worse than how he actually pitched. The 0-1 chopped high up the middle. Shortstop Romero ranges to his left, reaches out, but it gets by him and on into center for a base hit. Looked like Romero ended up short-arming that one a little as he and Martinez came together, and Loperfido with his second hit of the game. It's 2-for-3. Portes goes four innings, allows five runs on four hits, four hits, three walks, six strikeouts. Most of the damage coming in the fourth. He gave up a solo homer to Miguel Palma and a two-run homer to Kennedy Corona. Now Justin Williams, man at first, nobody out. Middle infield at double play depth. Shorebirds leading the Woodpeckers 6-5. Right-handed batter Vargas set the belt. Pitch home. It's fouled back and out of play for strike one. Vargas appearing for technically the second straight game. He pitched back on Sunday, 0-1. Swung on and tapped foul to plate 0-2. He needed just to get two outs back on Sunday, though. Or one out, beg your pardon, back on Sunday after Thomas Girard was ejected in the bottom of the sixth against Myrtle Beach in a seven-inning game. Vargas came on, got the final out. The Shorebirds lost 12-2. So Vargas coming on here in a clean inning for the first time in a little bit, 0-2. Williams takes, breaking ball misses inside. And the count's 1-2. Fifth appearance of the year for Vargas. No record, a 6.35 ERA. 5 2/3 innings, he has struck out 6, walked 3. 9 hits, 4 runs all earned. Opponents batting 3.46 against him. 1-2. Called strike 3. Fastball outside corner. Williams can't pull the trigger. He's down on strikes for the third time tonight. And there's one away here in the fifth. Brings up Logan Cerny. 0-for-2, reached on an error, stole a base, and struck out. Man at first, one out, top of the fifth. Shorebirds lead the Woodpecker 6-5. Pitch home. Misses inside with a fastball for ball one. Vargas, three-pitch mix, fastball, slider, changeup. 6-1, 173 out of Valencia, Venezuela, which is actually the same hometown as former Shorebird and now top 30 prospect Gene Pinto. 1-0. On the outside half of the fastball, 1-1. Pinto now at High A. Aberdeen just jumped into the top 30 rankings for MLB Pipeline for the Orioles system. Cerny, right-handed batter. Fargus from the belt. Leg kick, the pitch. Fastball misses high, 2-1. Fargus last year down the FCL, 0-1 with a 5.03 ERA, 15 games, 7 starts. 34 innings, struck out 29, walked 19. Signed back in 2019. 2-1 on Cerny, the pitch. Fastball spotted up outside half, and the count's even at 2. Fayetteville coming off of a series win at home for the first time against Fredericksburg as the Fred Nats basically in free fall now, basically starting with the series against the Shorebirds here in Delmarva. 2-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Nice block by Willems. Cerny lays off and the count's full. Shorebirds took 5 out of 6 from the Fred Nats, and then after that, it's been all downhill since for Fredericksburg. Lost a series to Salem and then lost another series to Fayetteville. 3-2 on Cerny, man at first. One out, top 5. It's Shorebirds leading the Woodpeckers 6-5. Fargus's pitch. Swung on and hammered deep down the left field line towards the corner. That baseball's gone. Got out of here in a hurry as Fayetteville hits their third homer of the game. This one a two-run shot for Logan Cerny, and it puts the Woodpeckers back on top. It's Fayetteville 7, Delmarva 6 here in the fifth. Cerny with his eighth homer of the season, RBIs 23 and 24. .389 for Logan Cerny out to left. And that ball was stung. So I have the bases clear, one out, and Miguel Palma stands in, takes a breaking ball outside for ball one. And Palma's the one who started this home run derby for Fayetteville last inning, a solo shot, kick off the fourth. 1-0. Fastball misses outside for ball two. Palma got a ball up into the wind and coasted it on out of here, but every homer since has not been a cheapie. Two-run shot for Corona with 2 outs in the fourth, and the two-run homer there for Cerny was a bullet. 2-0. Curveball in the dirt. Vargas pitching a little timid now. It's 3-0. Shorebirds, for the most part, as a staff, haven't had that much trouble as far as avoiding the gopher ball. Giving up 3 here tonight. 3-0 pitch. Fastball outside, ball 4, and Vargas walks Palma on 4 pitches. On the season, Delmarva came in having given up 37 homers, which is just about middle of the pack in the Carolina League. Now up to 39. Well, Fayetteville, a team that can certainly slug with the best of them. Now 54 homers as a team. It's actually best in the Carolina League. First pitch to Tyler Whitaker is in there for a strike. It's been very much all or nothing for Fayetteville this season as far as the homers go. Now, despite the 54 homers, offensively, they're actually in the lower half of the league. 0-1. Whitaker takes down and away for ball one. 7-6, Fayetteville here in the top of the fifth. 3 homers in the game for Fayetteville, giving them the lead back. Tyler Whitaker at the dish. He's 1-for-1 with a walk and double. It's now time called. Creed Willems needs to just his shin guard, tie his shoe. Middle infield at double play depth. Vargas trying to settle in here. Set of the belt, crossfire. Leg kick, here it comes. Spins a breaking ball onto the outside corner. It's 1-2. So ball and 2 strikes on Whitaker. Outfield straight away. A big lead for Palma from first. The pitch. Fastball misses outside, and the count's even at 2. Fargus frozen like a statue out on the mound, waiting for that to be called a strike. Never got it. Clouds have finally parted here as the sun is almost set. Finally some clouds up in the sky, but no sunshine, obviously. Sun setting about a half hour ago. Lights on, almost full effect. The 2-2 runner goes, and Whitaker fouls it back. Count stays even at 2. Much more of a mild early June Tuesday. 75 at first pitch. Felt a little cooler than that. Very low humidity. Like we said, not a whole lot of sunshine at the first pitch tonight. Now even with the clouds parting, it'll be a pretty cool evening. 2-2 on Whitaker. Right-handed batter. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball was left up. He cut through it. Vargas with his second strikeout here in the inning, and there's two away. Brings up Rainer Rivas. It's 0-2. Fly out and a strikeout. He's got Miguel Palma at first. 2 outs, top of the fifth. It's the Woodpeckers leading the Shorebirds 7-6. Pitch home. Big swing and a miss. Left-handed batter can't connect. Fastball tailing away. Strike one. Only seen one half inning tonight go scoreless. That was the top of the third for Fayetteville. Everything else has seen at least one tally. The pitch. Down and in. Counts even at one. Flag out in center. Still blowing pretty stiffly out to left. Arm getting loose out in the Fayetteville bullpen as well. So, would be a little bit surprised. 1-1. Sliced down a play, left field side. It counts 1-2. And Fraylin Garcia would go just one inning. Did give up a run in the fourth, but he faced just four batters. Wasn't exactly forced to throw that many pitches either. But evidently, he might be done after just an inning. Vargas trying to send us to the bottom of the fifth. 7-6 Fayetteville, top five. Man at first, 2 outs. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball, back foot. Rivas swings over it. Willems blocks it, throws to first, completes the strikeout. Vargas strikes out 3 in the inning, but gives up 2 runs on the Logan Cerny 2-run homer. Halfway home, on to the bottom of the fifth. It's now Fayetteville 7 and Delmarva 6 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flag shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter in the contest that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home, on to the bottom of the fifth here from Purdue Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you. It's Fayetteville 7 and Delmarva 6, and we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen. Shea Berry replaces Fraylin Garcia, who goes just an inning. Allows an unearned run on a hit, a walk, doesn't strike anybody out. And right now, his name is attached to the win, potentially, with Fayetteville reclaiming the lead in the top of the fifth. 2-run homer for Logan Cerny. Isaac Bologna leads off the home half of the fifth. And Shea Berry, right-hander, works from the middle of the rubber into his full wind. His first pitch, it's a breaking ball high for ball one. Bologna 0-2, he's flying out to left twice. Left-handed batter, infield plays on the pull, the 1-0. He swings and rips it over the head of the second baseman, Lo Perfido, and out into right field. Cut off by the right fielder, Whitaker. He throws it on in. And it's a single for Isaac Poloni to lead off the fifth. Brings up Isaac De Leon. De Leon 1-for-2. The single is last time up. Also stole a base. 7-6 Fayetteville over Delmarva, bottom of the fifth. Berry making his fifth appearance of the season. First pitch. Breaking ball misses high for ball one. His second out of the bullpen. 22nd round pick back in 2019 out of UC Santa Barbara. 0-1 with a 4.26 ERA. The 1-0. De Leon, a half-hearted swing out in front, chased outside. The count's even at 1. 12 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 13 but walked 11. 11 hits, 8 runs, 6 earns. 6-2, 195. From belt, fires home. Fastball misses down and away, 2-1. De Leon, who has been starting to heat up as of late, had seen his average dip as low as .130. Early start of the season. Thing that's buoyed him, though. 2-1. Breaking ball misses inside for ball three is that he is drawn walks at a great clip. He actually leads the league in walks coming into tonight at 38. His past 12 games, De Leon slashed 308, 463, 436. 3-1. Swung on, foul tip, held onto by Palma. 3-2. Two doubles, a homer, and 8 driven in during that stretch as well. Count full with Bologna at first. Nobody out, bottom five. Shorebirds down a run. 7-6, 3-2. De Leon foul tips it again, held onto by Palma. Slams the barrel of his bat into the ground, down on strikes. Berry strikes him out. And there's one away here in the fifth. It was the Shorebirds pitching staff that carried them over the weekend, taking 2 out of 3 from Myrtle Beach. 2-1 win on Saturday. First pitch, Trenton Craig swung on and missed, down and away for strike one. And it looked like it was going to be an easy 9-2 win the day prior. That thing got hairy, and Myrtle Beach ended up scoring 6 in the bottom of that ninth. 0-1. Craig, a chopper, back over the mound towards second. Rushing in, low Perfido. He gloves, throws to first, and retires Craig. Up to second goes Bologna. Only play low Perfido had was at first. And there's two away here in the fifth. Now Michael Desone. Desone 0-for-2. He's walked twice. No official at bat, I should say. 0-for-0. Two walks. You take 3 games off for a wedding, and you come back, and it's like baseball has never even existed to me before. Now Palma calls time, goes out to the mound to discuss signs with Shea Berry, the pitcher. Bologna out at second. The tying run at 7-6. Fayetteville, last of the fifth. But I think many players would actually agree. Pull yourself away from the very strong current that is day-to-day baseball. First pitch to Desone misses down and in for ball one. And when you jump back into it, it's very overwhelming. That's why players talk so much about having a good routine day in and day out. And getting away from it, when you try to get back to it, you really feel like a whirlwind. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball up and in, 1-1. Which is why it'll be interesting to see this year that come July, there will be a 4-day All-Star break, although no All-Star game. Now everybody adjust to that throw back to second, and Bologna's picked off. Timing play. Berry spins back, throws to low Perfido, and Bologna picked off to end the fifth. Shorebirds get a single. Don't leave anybody on, though, after Bologna's picked off. On to the sixth. It's Fayetteville 7, Delmarva 6 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. This is the little moments where show how much we care. So much to protect each day.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds?
Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebird starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the sixth, Shorebirds in a one-run deficit, trail the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 7-6. 9-1-2 due up for Fayetteville. Cody Orr leads it off. He's 0-for-1. Right-handed batter faces the ready Angel Vargas in the first pitch. Slider cut on and missed for strike one. Vargas gave up two runs in his first inning of work back in the fifth. Two-run homer to Logan Cerny, giving Fayetteville the lead back. And the Shorebirds were turned away scoreless for the first time tonight in the bottom of the fifth. 0-1. Poked in the air into shallow right. Bologna started back. Now comes in and catches up to it to put it away in shallow right. Bit of a circuitous route for Bologna. Able to turn on the burners, get there in time. And there's one away here in the top of the sixth. Take a quick peek at Birdland here tonight. As you know, the Shorebirds had a bevy of roster moves prior to tonight's game, and that was a cascade effect across the entire Orioles system. Vargas into his winds. First pitch to Kennedy Corona, the leadoff man, is down and away for ball one. Corona one for two with a two-run homer back in the fourth. He's driven in three. Bowie, they received a couple of new players. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball outside. 1-1. One of those being Clayton McGinnis. As Bay Sox saw Gunnar Henderson and Jordan Westberg each promoted to AAA Norfolk. Right now, Bowie leading Harrisburg 6-1. The pitch, Corona takes, down and away, 2-1. That's going to the ninth right now. Aberdeen, who received Daniel Fetterman and Daniel Lloyd yesterday from the Shorebirds, as well as Michael Montecone, 2-1. Corona, a sky-high pop-up to the left side of the infield. Third baseman De Leon calling for it, and he puts it away on the infield grass for the second out here in the sixth. And then the Tides, who were supposed to see the debuts of Gunnar Henderson and Jordan Westberg tonight, have to wait till tomorrow. They were rained out in game one of their series against Nashville on the road at First Horizon Park. Big League O's playing host to the Chicago Cubs for the first time in Baltimore since 2008. First pitch to Leozdani Molina is lined into left. Craig dives, can't come up with it. It goes by him and rolls all the way out to the wall. Center fielder Valdez goes and collects it, hits the cutoff man, the throw to third, not in time. Leozdani Molina with a triple. So it's a triple for Molina here with two away. You give the credit there for Craig on the effort, especially with two outs, knowing that even gets by him, probably not a chance that Molina's able to score on the play. But he's at third now for Joey Loperfido, who's 2-for-3, two singles. Left-handed batter, the first pitch, he swings and lines one into center. That's a base hit. Walking on home to score from third is Molina, and Loperfido with his third hit of the game with it drives in a run. And it's 8-6 Fayetteville here in the sixth. That can be the flip side of it. With Craig diving in left, coming up empty. Molina able to get all the way to third. Drives in Molina. It's an 8-6 game. Now Justin Williams, right-handed batter. First pitch. Breaking ball down the middle for strike one. Loperfido with his 21st RBI of the season. Fayetteville with their biggest lead of the game now at 2. 8-6 here in the top of the sixth. The pitch. Curveball down and away, and the count's even at one. Williams 0 for 3, one of very few players tonight not to join in on the fun. Three strikeouts. Shorebird's pitching has punched out 9 here through 5 2/3. 1-1. Williams, a weak tapper up the third base side. It's 1-2. So 1-2 count on Williams. 2 outs, a man at first. 8-6 Fayetteville, top of the sixth. Vargas from the belt. Wheels and deals the pitch, and Williams hits it in the air to right center field, racing over Bologna, but the center fielder Valdez cuts him off and puts it away to end the inning. Good communication there between the two, and the side is retired, but Fayetteville with 2 outs scores a run, a triple and an RBI single for Joey Loperfido. On to the bottom of the sixth, it's Fayetteville 8 and Delmarva 6 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the sixth, it's now Fayetteville 8 and Delmarva 6. Mishael Desone leads it off to the Birds against Shea Berry. And the first pitch misses down and in for ball one from Berry. Berry authored the first scoreless inning of the game for Fayetteville, holding the Birds off the board in the fifth. 1-0 to Desone. Breaking ball at the belt, 1-1. Berry picked off Isaac Bologna from second to get out of that jam. Pitch to scoreless fifth, 1-1. Desone swings and misses through a breaking ball, and the count's 1-2. 7-8-9 here in the sixth for Delmarva. Desone, Willems, and Ramirez. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball down and away, and the count's even at 2. Pitch. Slider down and away, and the count's full. Berry had his 2021 season cut a little bit short as he underwent surgery on his shoulder. Prior to that, 3-2. Desone takes a called strike three, breaking ball outside edge. Berry with his second strike out of the pen, and there's one away here in the sixth. Prior to that, he had last been seen playing short season with the Tri-City Valley Cats of New York Penn League in 2019. Here's Creed Willems, left-handed batter. First pitch, breaking ball down the middle for strike one. Willems, a two-run homer. His first time up, 1-for-2 now. Second homer of the season. You might have actually heard of Tri-City, 0-1. Inside, and that hits Willems on the leg, and he is hot about it. Oh! Creed throws the elbow guard and accidentally gets it on the umpire. That could have been bad, as he had tossed his bat all the way back to the Shorebirds dugout. He tried to throw his elbow guard the same direction and hit Trey Jester with it. And the funny thing about that is, no less than a week ago, Lehigh Valley was playing at home. And they had a batter, same situation, got hit by a pitch. And on his way down to first, was taking off his elbow guard and accidentally threw it at the home plate umpire and hit him. But that hitter didn't get the benefit of the doubt, and he got tossed. First pitch to Moises Ramirez misses inside for ball one. So it's good to see Trey Jester there not turn this into a potential ump show. Seen a lot of that in the past 24 hours. 1-0. Ramirez swats it out of play. Right field side, 1-1. Man at first, one out. Bottom of the sixth. It's Fayetteville 8, Delmarva 6. Might have been watching the college baseball tournament. Regionals went on this weekend. And college baseball umpires are sometimes a different breed. ECU was playing at home. Big time home run. Late game, 1-1. Ramirez swings and misses, counts 1-2. Batter, it's a big home run, big moment, soaking it in at the plate, and the umpire gets out from behind home plate and pushes him down the line, which is just unacceptable from a lot of different points of view. 1-2, cut on and missed, slider outside. Ramirez down on strikes, he's 1-3. But any instance of an umpire laying their hands on a player is just a big no-no. There's just no contact, period. But to insert yourself into a play is a whole nother question as well. Odds are that umpire probably avoid being reprimanded, but I'll give it to him. First pitch to Luis Valdez, misses low for ball one. So, but when an umpire like Trey Jester does a very good job there of actually reading the situation and realizing that Williams did not mean to fire his elbow guard at him, 1-0. Chopped down the third baseline, foul. Counts 1-1 on Valdez. Top of the order here for the Shorebirds. Trailing 8-6 in the last of the sixth. Willems at first, two out. It's a really good job by Jester not to overreact too quickly. Because the other point of the matter is that Willems is going to have to get behind home plate and essentially answer for his actions to Jester in the next half inning. I'm sure Creed will go back there and apologize. 1-1. Valdez slices it out of play, third base side, and the count's 1-2. Valdez 0-1, but he scored twice. A walk, two stolen bases, a fielder's choice. Seems like lately, every time he's on base, he's finding a way to move around, mostly stolen bases, but putting pressure on defenses and forcing errors. 1-2. Valdez a weak tapper inside the box. Stays alive at 1-2. Infield plays Valdez to pull. Third baseman Orr way back, way off the line. Outfield straight away. Barry at the belt. High leg kick, the 1-2, and Valdez swings and misses over top of breaking ball. Three strikeouts in the inning for Barry. Back-to-back scoreless innings for him out of the pen. On to the seventh. It's still Fayetteville 8 and Delmarva 6 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to get out. If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh. Shorebirds still trailing the Woodpeckers 8-6. Game is relatively settled back in a weird sense. A lot of scoring early. Shorebirds have been held off the board the past two innings. Fayetteville with two in the fifth, one in the sixth. They've taken a two-run lead. First pitch from Angel Vargas to Logan Cerny. It's down low for ball one. Cerny vaulted the Woodpeckers back in front with a two-run homer back in the fifth. Made it 7-6. One more came in the sixth. 1-0. Curve ball down and away, and the count's 2-0. For Cerny, that was his eighth homer of the season. Now 24 driven in. Vargas, the 2-0, ripped in the air down the left field line. That's in for a base hit. Craig onto the warning track, able to cut it off. Stumbles, falls, gets back up. And the time that he fires it back in, Cerny's already at second. The stand-up double. It's a great job by Craig to cut it off, but got scared there for a second. The way he went into that slide, his feet kind of caught underneath of him. Looks like he's no worse for the wear, but looked like a very awkward slide attempt. Cerny with a two-base hit, his seventh double this season. He's at second for Miguel Palma, one for two with a solo homer back in the fourth. Right-handed batter, Vargas the pitch. And it's hit in the air down the right field line, slicing out of play. Strike one. Vargas now into his third inning of work. Has, at the moment, allowed three runs on five hits, a walk, and three strikeouts. So he has combined with Edgar Portes here tonight. Looks like Vargas is going to be allowed to go pretty deep into this one out of the pen. Not quite a true tandem. But he'll probably try to soak up three or four innings. Ready, comes set, the 0-1. And that's lined out to left field on a hop. Craig has it, stopping at third. Cerny hits the brakes hard. Craig, a strong throw in, cut off. Palma aboard at first with a single. He's got a two-hit game. And there's men at the corners and nobody out for Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker 1-for-2 with a double back in the fourth. Fayetteville now with 10 hits in the game. They only have three players without a base hit and only two players who have yet to reach base. First pitch. Whitaker takes a breaking ball down low for ball one. Whitaker lined a double out to right center back in the fourth. Struck out against Vargas back in the fifth. Then at first and third, nobody out. Infield plays back. Middle infield at double play depth. 1-0. And Whitaker hits it high in the air to shallow center. Center fielder Valdez coming in, gets under it, makes the call, makes the catch. Hanging from third, here comes Cerny. The throw to the plate cut off. As coming home to score without a play is Cerny. The crowd a little bit flabbergasted that Ramirez, the first baseman, cut it off. A run comes home to score, and it's 9-6 Fayetteville here in the seventh on the sack fly for Tyler Whitaker. His 22nd RBI of the season. Palma stayed put at first, and I honestly don't blame Ramirez for cutting that ball off. It looked like from first, Palma was already ready to tag in advance should the throw go home. First pitch to Rainer Rivas is chopped on the ground to second. It's booted by Martinez. Keeps it in front, though, but by the time he picks it up, no play anywhere. E4, Rivas safe at first. Palma up to second. Still with one out here in the seventh. Martinez was looking to start the twin killing before he had the ball in hand. Trying to square his body to second and on the turn. Baseball just has never settled. Here's Cody Orr, 0-for-2, a walk, two flyouts. Then at first and second, one out, nine-hole hitter at the plate. And Vargas trying to spin his way out of this jam. The pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Strike one. 9 runs, 10 hits. For Fayetteville, and they have been aided by now 4 Delmarva errors. Shorebird 6 runs on 7 hits. 0-1. Curveball backs up inside, and the count's even at 1. Middle infield situated to play for 2. Outfield straight away. Corners back. Vargas at the belt. Here it comes. Fastball, breaking ball, beg your pardon, misses high. Didn't get much break on it. 2-1. Flag still blowing out to left. Nighttime is completely descended on us now. Sun is completely receded. Lights on in full effect. Four hands held high above his head. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner. Gets him to chase. It's 2-2. Orr signed last year out of Tiffin University. Born in Rossford, Ohio. 23 years old. Has been at first and second. One out. Top of the seventh. It's 9-6. Banfield the pitch. Breaking ball. Misses down and in. And the count's even at 2. One run already home in the inning for the Woodpeckers. 3-2. Fastball up and away. Ball 4. Vargas can't get the call. And the bases are loaded with one away. Shorebird's bullpen still silent right now. Would have expected them to start throwing probably a couple of batters ago. And out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joe Hallmacher, and that might be what this visit is for. Top of the order, Kennedy Corona is due up. He's driven in 3 on the night. The Shorebirds have really been railroaded over the past couple of days with just the way everything played out. As far as over the weekend against Myrtle Beach, playing a suspended game Friday, a 9-inning game Saturday, and then 2 sevens are basically what turned into 2 sevens, a resumed game plus a 7-inning doubleheader on Sunday. Followed that up with a bus trip back up here that didn't get in until 6 a.m. on Monday morning. You lose two of your better arms in Daniel Betterman, who was due to start today, and then Daniel Lloyd, who has been very solid at the back end of the bullpen, and you're really left with a patchwork of trying to stitch this together tonight. It looks like that Vargas is just going to have to be the one to wear it. Even with Hallmacher going back to the dugout, the bullpen for the Shorebirds stays silent, and Vargas will try to wriggle his way out of this. Space is loaded, one out. Middle infield at double play depth for Corona, right-handed batter, 1-for-3 with a 2-run homer. First pitch. Fastball misses up and away for ball 1. Corona now 9 homers and 29 driven in. Third baseman De Leon plays just a step behind the bag. First baseman Ramirez behind the runner. Outfield straight away. 1-0 pitch. It's down and away for ball 2, and Vargas painting himself into a corner. Vargas a long stare in. Finally comes set. 2-0. And Corona high chopper down the third base line. A foul ball. Hold your breath moment there for a split second for the Shorebirds. So that ball is fair down the line. That might clear the bases. Strike 1. And now the Shorebirds bullpen does get some action going. Joel Benitez hops up off the bench. They'll start warming up. 2-1 on Corona. Bases loaded. 1 out. The pitch. Misses outside with a slider and the count's 3-1. Nowhere to put Corona. Nine-six Fayetteville already, top of the seventh. Game one of the six-game set between Shorebirds and the Woodpeckers. 3-1. And Corona got a pitch to hit and found it back out of play. Frustrated with himself immediately after fouling it off. Counts full. Woodpeckers coming off of a home series win against the Fred Nats, took 4 out of 6. Shorebirds coming off of a 3-9 road trip, trying to reset here in the month of June. 3-2 pitch. Down and away, ball 4. Corona walks, and that forces home a run. Palma scores, and the bases stay loaded here with 1 out. It's now 10-6, Fayetteville. Corona with his fourth RBI of the game with just one hit. Sack fly, two-run homer, and now bases loaded walk. That brings up Leozdani Molina, one for three with a triple. Molina, a 625 OPS right-handed batter out of Cuba. Infield plays back again, looking to roll two. Bases loaded, one out, top seven. The pitch. This is high for ball one. And Vargas starting to run out of gas as well. That fastball at just 88. Had been up to 92, 93 earlier in the outing. Vargas crossfire set. First base out of the rubber, the 1-0. Heater on the outside corner, 1-1. Rivas at third or at second, Corona at first. 10-6 Fayetteville, top seven, the pitch. Swung on, foul tipped, held on to by Willems. It's 1-2. Remember, this inning was really given a recharge on the Martinez error at second after the sack fly. Runners at first and second, and since back-to-back walks have plated a run. 1-2 on Molina. Vargas's pitch is hit hard on the ground, back up the middle by the dive of Martinez, and on into center, a base hit. One run scores, racing around third. Here comes Orr. He'll score without a play. A two-run single for Leozdani Molina, and Fayetteville now doubling up Delmarva 12-6 here in the seventh. Corona stops at second, and that's the final pitch of the game for Angel Vargas. Four runs have scored here in the seventh. Fayetteville's blown it open. And the Shorebirds are making a tech net call to the bullpen. Felipe Rojas Jr. out to the mound after the baseball. And we'll go ahead and take a break with Joel Benitez coming on out of the pen. It's Fayetteville 12, Delmarva 6 here in the seventh. Back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Still in the top of the seventh, it's now Fayetteville 12 and Delmarva 6. And then first and second, one out. And the Shorebirds make a tech net call to the bullpen. Joel Benitez relieves Angel Vargas as Vargas goes 2 1/3 innings right now on the hook for 7 runs on 7 hits. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, still responsible for the runners at first and second. And Benitez will be greeted by Joey Loperfido. Benitez, 6'2", 175, right-handed pitcher. Making his fourth appearance, no record, a 9-even ERA. 4 innings, 5 runs, 4 earned, 5 hits, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. Opponents batting .333 against him. Was last seen on the 31st of May against Myrtle Beach, when 2 innings allowed 3 runs on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Loperfido, left-handed batter, holds his hands a good ways away from his body. Spread out stance, the first pitch, he swings and pops it straight up. Down the third baseline, third baseman De Leon comes in front of the Shorebirds dugout, stumbles, but holds on to it. So he looks up to the sky trying to figure out where that baseball fell from. And there's two away here in the seventh. Loperfido retired on the first pitch he sees. And that brings up Justin Williams, the ninth man to hit here in the frame. Flying out to center his last time up to end the sixth. The man at first and second, 2 outs. It's Fayetteville 12 and Delmarva 6 here in the last of the seventh. Benitez set at the belt, fires home, and a fastball runs inside for ball one. Corona at second, Molina at first. Infield back, outfield straight away, the 1-0. Fastball misses down and away for ball two. Two-0. Breaking ball floats outside at 73 for ball three. Shorebirds knew that they would have a patchwork kind of pitching staff coming into the week. I think they were hoping for today to go a little bit better. Four errors haven't helped. 3-0. Fastball down the middle, 3-1. Really, when you look back at it, Edgar Portes in his new starting role, I think showed more than we really could have asked for today. Angel Vargas just unfortunately out of the pen. Attacked by Woodpeckers hitters all night long. 3-1. Williams checks his swing. It's a called strike on the outside corner. Was already a couple steps down the first baseline. But he'll stay put. Count 3-2. Runners will be off on the pitch. First and second. Two outs. Top seven. Fayetteville with four home in the inning. Leads it 12-6 over Delmarva. Benitez looks to second. Payoff pitch. Runners go. And it swung on and fouled back. Just to my left in the press box. Shatters its way back down. So still 3-2 on Williams, the ninth man to hit here in the inning. First and second, 2 outs. Runners off on the 3-2 pitch. Benitez a look to second. Here it comes. And a breaking ball misses just inside. Benitez can't get the call on the big looper. Walks Williams, and Logan Cerny gets the bat for the second time this inning with the bases loaded. Cerny started the inning with a double out to left. Line shot. Second of the game, he's 2-for-4 with a two-run homer. Right-handed batter, bases loaded, 2 outs, top seven. First pitch, Cerny a big swing and a miss for strike one. Fayetteville already with their foot hovering over the Shorebird's neck. Stomp it down now. Bases loaded, 2 outs in the seventh. Benitez and Cerny, the 0-1. Curveball down and away. Nice block by Willems, and the count's even at one. Benitez from the belt. Leg kick, the 1-1. And Cerny ropes into left field. That's a base hit. One run scores. Here comes Molina around third. Gets the stop sign, though. And he'll hang up at third. It's an RBI single for Logan Cerny. His third hit of the game, his second of the inning. And it's 13-6 Fayetteville here in the seventh. Cerny with a three RBI game, too. Bases stay loaded for Miguel Palma. Palma singled earlier in the inning. 2-for-3 with a solo homer as well. Right-handed batter. Bases still stock full of Fayetteville runners. First pitch. Breaking ball misses inside. Nearly hit Palma. 1-0. Benitez got low perfido on the first pitch he threw out of the pen. But since then, walk and single. Two more runs have scored. The pitch. Breaking ball in the inside corner. 1-1. One more run has scored, I should say. Vargas right now being charged with 8. Still responsible for Molina at third. 1-1. Breaking ball misses inside. Couldn't coax a swing out of Palma. And the count's 2-1. Bases drunk for Fayetteville, top of the seventh. 5 runs already in, 13-6. They lead it over the Shorebirds. 2-1. Broken back grounder right to the second base. Martinez, he comes in, gloves, and throws to first to retire Palma and finally end the seventh. But 5 more come in for Fayetteville as they bust this one open. Time to stretch. On to the bottom of the seventh. It's Fayetteville 13 and Delmarva 6 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi, fans. This is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellin on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Shorebirds in their biggest haul of the night. Now trail it 13-6 against the Woodpeckers. Fayetteville putting up 5 at the top of the 7th to extend their lead. Hope you had a good stretch. On to the bottom of the 7th, Roberto Martinez leads it off for the Shorebirds. 2-3-4 due up against Shea Berry, who fires first pitch fastball down and away for ball 1. Fayetteville has been held off the board just once tonight. Scoreless 3rd. 1-0. Martinez takes on the outside corner. 1-1. Martinez came on and replaced Elio Prado after the 3rd inning. His first at bat, he struck out swinging in the 4th. 1-1 is up and away for ball 2. So Martinez, Romero, and Bologna here in the 7th. Infield plays the left-handed hair to pull. Switch hitter. 2-1. Martinez, a big swing, rolls it to the backstop. 2-2. Shorebirds haven't scored since the 4th inning. They put up 1 in the 1st, 2 in the 2nd, 2 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th. But Fayetteville, with a few more crooked numbers, busted this one open. 2-2. Breaking ball on Martinez's back foot. And the count's full. And a lot of the way this game has gone the past couple of innings, Fayetteville owes it to Shea Berry. He's come in out of the bullpen, thrown 2 scoreless. 3-2. Martinez hits a sky-high pop-up down the 3rd baseline. 3rd baseman Cody Orr comes in foul territory. Right in front of the third base coach's box. Puts it away for the first out here in the 7th. So that brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero 0-3. Reached on a drop third strike and scored back in the 3rd. Right-handed batter. Berry into the wind. His first pitch. Romero hits a little looper down the third baseline. That's in for a base hit. Cut off before the corner by Corona. Fields in the bare hand. Throws to second. Romero trying to extend it into a double. Is thrown out by a mile. By about 10 feet, Romero hosed by Corona in left, who picked up the ball in a bare hand, fell over while throwing, and still got Romero. And with the Shorebirds playing with limited outs down by 7, can ill afford to spend one like that. Two out, nobody on, and Isaac Bologna, the battery, takes a rip at the first pitch, comes up empty. For strike one, it's 13-6 Fayetteville over Delmarva, bottom of the 7th. Two out, nobody on for Bologna, batting from the left side, the 0-1. Slow breaking ball, misses up and away for ball 1. Shea Berry in his 3rd inning out of the pen, looking to make it 3 scoreless. Righty works from the first base out of the rubber into his wind, the 1-1. Fastball is high, 2-1. Berry, a couple of deep breaths, now turns into his wind, the 2-1 pitch, and Bologna swing and a miss, can't connect on the off speed, it's 2-2. Bologna, 1-for-3 in the game. He singled back in the fifth, but was picked off. That was a pivotal moment, looking back on it. 2-2. Breaking ball misses outside, and the count's full. Shorebirds were already trailing by a run, and Bologna at second with two outs. Shorebirds' chance to tie the game. Instead, inning was over. Count's full on him here, two outs in the seventh. The pitch, fastball inside, ball four. Bologna walks, and the inning continues. Brings up Isaac De Leon, who's 1-for-3 with a single. De Leon singled back in the third. Came around to score, also stole a base. First pitch. De Leon takes. Little inside, backup slider for ball one. 13-6 Fayetteville here in game one of the series. Rest of the games this week, 7:05 until 2:05 on Sunday. 1-0 on the inside corner. Berry finally finds the edge, 1-1. De Leon, right-handed batter. Outfield straight away, infield straight up, the 1-1. Breaking ball floats just off the corner, inside half, 2-1. Up and away for ball three. Suddenly, Barry's commands disappearing on him with two outs in the seventh. He walked Bologna to extend the frame. He's at first. Now 3-1 on De Leon, the pitch. Down and away, ball four. He walks De Leon. Refusing to come into the zone there. Puts runners at first and second with two away for Trendon Craig. And now Romero getting thrown out at second. Obviously, have no clue whether or not the two walks would have ensued. But spending that out that way looks a heck of a lot worse all of a sudden. First and second, two outs for Trendon Craig. He's 2-for-3 with a two-run single back in the third. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball running away for strike one. Looks like a little cutter there for Barry. Oh, one. Cutter away or slider way outside. Goes the backstop. Palma can't pick it on the backhand. Third goes Bologna up to second, De Leon on the wild pitch. So 1-1 on Craig. First or second and third now. 2 outs the pitch. Tries to check his swing, but he went around. Cutter off the outside corner. It's 0-2, or 1-2, beg your pardon. Second and third, 2 outs. Bottom of the seventh. 13-6, Fayetteville over Delmarva. 1-2. Craig swings and misses. Breaking ball up high. Can't connect. He's down on strikes. 5 punch-outs in the game for Barry out of the pen. And he strands 2 in scoring position here in the seventh. On to the eighth. It's Fayetteville 13, Delmarva 6, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth, it's Fayetteville 13 and Delmarva 6. Sam Jelinek with you. Joel Benitez back to work. Shorebirds got the final 2 outs in the seventh. Didn't allow a few more runs to score, although they weren't charged onto his ledger. All 5 runs in the seventh were put on Angel Vargas's line. First pitch from Benitez to Tyler Whitaker, swung on and missed for strike one. Vargas ends his night, gives up 8 runs, 7 of them earned. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, 7 hits, and 2 1/3 innings. 0-1 to Whitaker. Breaking ball misses inside, 1-1. Whitaker, 7th man in the order, 7-8-9, due up for Fayetteville here in the 8th. He's 1-for-2 tonight, the double, 1-1. Curve ball outside corner, 1-2. Sacked fly back in the 7th, walked and scored in the 2nd, and doubled in the 4th. Right-handed batter against the righty Benitez. Works on the full line with nobody on, is 1-2. Curveball called, strike 3, and Whitaker knew it. Frozen, breaking ball down the middle, and there's one away here in the 8th. Brings up Reiner Rivas, 0-for-4, reached on an error and scored his last time up. Some news to share from around Birdlands, as all the transactions we talked about, Rivas swings and misses for strike 1. Daniel Fetterman, who was promoted to High A Aberdeen, I didn't realize this, but he got the start against Brooklyn today, making his High A debut, 0-1. Rivas takes down an in, 1-1, and he shoved. He went 4 scoreless, walked 1, struck out 9, which actually sets a new career high for him. So congrats to Dan on his High A debut going so well. The 1-1 is fouled back and out of play, and the count's 1-2. 13-6, Shorebirds trailing the Woodpeckers here in the top of the 8th. 1 out, nobody on for Rivas, left-handed batter. Shortstop Romero up the middle. 1-2 from Benitez, and Rivas fouls it off his foot. Stays alive. Catch you up on the Carolina League scoreboard. A couple of finals already. Kannapolis shut out down east 6-0. That was a Kannapolis team that struggled with Fayetteville a couple of weeks ago. Woodpeckers went into Atrium Health Ballpark and swept Kannapolis in 6 straight. Another final, Charleston, a 5-3 win over Salem. Marcelo Meyer, though, a homer for the Red Sox, a 2nd of the season. 1-2, breaking ball called, strike 3. Benitez does it again, this time freezing Rivas, and there's 2 away here in the 8th. Other scores from around the Carolina League. Columbia leading Augusta 8-3. That's in the going into the 9th now. Fredericksburg leading Lynchburg 3-2. 3 in the 7th for the Fred Nats to come back from 2-0 down. First pitch to Cody Orr. He swings and fouls it at the plate for strike 1. And Myrtle Beach right now trailing Carolina 8-6. Going into the bottom of the 8th. It's your Carolina League scoreboard update. Here from Salisbury, it's Fayetteville 13 and Delmarva 6. 0-1 on Cody Orr, the pitch. Fastball misses high and away, 1-1. Was a barn burner early. We were tied at 5 after 4. But since then, it's been all Fayetteville. 1-1. Swing and a miss out in front of a slider, and it's 1-2. Fayetteville has now scored 7 unanswered. 1-2. Swung on and tapped back to the mound on one hop. Benitez grabs it, fires to first. Retire Orr for a 1-2-3 inning. Joel Benitez solid out of the pen. Fires a clean 8th. On the bottom of the 8th, it's Fayetteville 13, Delmarva 6. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth, Shorebirds trailing the Woodpeckers 13-6 here from Purdue Stadium. Sam Jelinek with you. Game one of the six-game set. 17-9, two up for the Birds. Going to Shea Berry. First pitch from Berry to Desone. Misses up and in for ball one. Berry working on three scoreless. Out of the bullpen now for Fayetteville. Stranded, the bases loaded in the seventh. The pitch, fastball misses down low for ball two. Desone 0 for 1. He's walked twice and scored a run. Right-handed batter ahead in the count, 2-0. Like we were saying during the last half inning, roster moves aplenty within the Orioles organization. 2-0. Desone, a hot smash out of play, right field side of the count's 2-1. And some of those actually affect the big leaguers. They designated for assignment Cody Sedlock earlier today, former first-round pick, and claimed Austin Voth off of waivers from the Nationals. The pitch on the outside corner, a cutter, counts even at 2. Voth was once upon a time a pretty promising arm within the national system. 2-2. Desone takes just a little low. And the count's full. But Voth has struggled over the past couple of seasons. 3-2. Desone, a line drive right at Joey Loperfido at second as the ball knuckled on him, nearly took off his head. But he holds on to it for the first down here in the eighth. That ball was smashed. Nearly decapitated him. Hangs on for the first down. That brings up Creed Willems. One out, nobody on. Bottom eight. Fayetteville leading 13-6. The pitch. Willems takes inside for ball one. Creed, a two-run homer back in the second. Gave the Shorebirds a 3-2 lead at the time. Infield plays on the pull. Berry's 1-0. It's down and in for ball two. Pitch. Cutter on the outside half, 2-1. Nobody on for Willems, one out, bottom eight. Fayetteville 13, Delmarva 6. Turn from Berry, the pitch. Willems swings and chops it foul up the first base side. And the count's even at 2. Shorebirds will put the ball in the hand of their wonder kid tomorrow, Carter Baumler, who has gone 6 scoreless to start out his professional career. 2-2. Curveball up and away in the count's full. Probably one of the more intriguing tandem days that the Shorebirds have. So it'll be Baumler and Juan de los Santos. Two most exciting arms, I think, the Shorebirds have to offer on their pitching staff. Payoff pitch. Willems takes high and away for ball four. Berry walks him here with one out in the eighth. Righty's loosening out in the Fayetteville bullpen. Berry at 63 pitches through 3 1/3. Brings up Moises Ramirez, the nine-hole hitter. Willems at first, one out. Woodpeckers 13, Shorebirds 6. The pitch, breaking ball down the middle for strike one. Infield plays back looking for two. Ramirez 1-for-3 with a single back in the fourth. The pitch. Breaking ball is up and away, 1-1. Barry from the belt, leg kick, the 1-1. And Ramirez takes the fastball in, 2-1. Barry threw 3 1/3, has walked 3 and allowed 2 hits. Also hit a batter as well. It's been a little bit of a weird scoreless outing for him. His base runners have come in bunches. He's always avoided the trouble. The 2-1. Fastball misses outside, 3-1. He loaded the bases back in the 7th. Or men at 2nd and 3rd. Beg your pardon, back in the 7th. Stranded them there. Picked off Isaac Bologna back in the 5th. 3-1 to Ramirez. Down and away, ball 4, can't find the zone. He walks his 4th out of the bullpen, and that looks like that's going to be it for him here tonight. Joe Thon, the manager, makes his way out of the dugout, and it appears that Shea Berry's evening has come to a close. He walks 2 here in the 8th, and even with a 13-6 lead, will presumably come out of the game here as Thon asks for the baseball, takes it from him, and we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen. Shea Berry out. New reliever coming on. Be back in a minute. It's Fayetteville 13, Delmarva 6 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ball game. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Still in the bottom of the 8th, got TechNet called to the bullpen as Jason Schroeder replaces Shea Berry here with 2 on and 1 out. Shorebirds trailing the Woodpeckers 13-6. Top of the order, Luis Valdez at the plate. Switch hitter bats left against the righty Schroeder. His first pitch fastball is in there for strike 1. Schroeder, 6'2", 196 pounds, was a second-round pick of the Astros back in 2018. Out of Kirkland, Washington, coming out of high school, 0-1. Valdez foul tips it, held on to by Palma for strike 2. Schroeder making his 12th appearance out of the bullpen. He's 0-3 with a 9.53 ERA. 11 and third innings, has struck out 13 and walked 21. 11 hits, 15 runs, 12 earns. Set just above the belt. Light kick, the 0-2. It's way high off the glove of the catcher, Palma, to the backstop. Over to third goes Willems. Ramirez takes second. Wild pitch. So men at second and third, one out for Valdez. Down the count, 1-2. Past road trip, Valdez hitting even 400, was 12 for 40. Stole 10 bases in 10 games, trying to keep it going here at home. 1-2. Valdez hits it in the air to deep center. Cerny racing back, gets underneath of it in the left center gap. Center fielder makes the catch, tagging from third, coming home to score Willems. And makes it a 13-7 game. And a very loud ovation for Creed Willems. He can do no wrong tonight. Sack fly RBI for Valdez. He is now driven in 10 on the season. And it's 13-7. Ramirez State put it second. Brings up Roberto Martinez. Martinez 0-2 since coming off the bench, replacing Elio Prado. And struck out and popped out to third. Switch hitter bats left. Hands held close to his chest, the first pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike. The knee is 0-1. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen, so Joel Benitez will try to soak up the ninth. He's got an inning and two-thirds out of the pen. Schroeder steps off the mound. Birds and Woodpeckers back at it tomorrow night, 7:05 again. Carter Baumler for the Shorebirds. Dalen Miley for the Woodpeckers. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Martinez caught up inside by a fastball. Counts 1-2. Ramirez at second, 2 outs. 13-7 Woodpeckers, bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Fastball is way high. 1-2. Schroeder had been committed back in the day to play at the University of Washington before being drafted in the second round. It's been a very slow upward trend for him. 1-2. Martinez takes down the dirt, 2-2. Pitched last year with Fayetteville before actually ending the season down the FCL. He struggled a lot with his command. 2-2 with a 9.06 ERA, 65 walks, 50 strikeouts. Then went back down to FCL to finish the season where he rebounded with a 4.02 ERA over 15 and two-thirds innings. It's basically been the story of his career even going back to 2019. As high as high A Quad Cities, 2-2, Martinez swings and fouls it off the plate. Came ricocheting off the catcher up the third baseline. Count stays at 2-2. That year with Quad Cities, he walked 37 and struck out 25. So, still 2-2 on Martinez. Fayetteville 13, Delmarva 7. Palm the 8th. Ramirez out at 2nd, shadowed by the shortstop Molina. Schroeder set the pitch. Way high, goes straight to the backstop. Over to 3rd goes Ramirez, the 2nd wild pitch of the inning from Schroeder. And Ramirez at 3rd with 2 away. And a full count on Roberto Martinez. Schroeder from the belt, his payoff pitch, and Martinez a hot smash grounder to first. Williams in the backhand gloves, flips underhand to Schroeder, covering at the bag to retire Martinez. 3-1 in the putout in the inning. Shorebirds do get a run, though. Sack fly RBI for Luis Valdez. On to the ninth. It's Fayetteville 13 and Delmarva now 7 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the ninth and the top of the order for Fayetteville here against Joel Benitez, with the Woodpeckers leading the Shorebirds 13-7 here in game one of the six-game set. Benitez into his windup. The righty fires home to Kennedy Corona and misses inside. Nearly got Corona on the front arm for ball one. Corona has driven in four out of the leadoff spot with just one hit. Sack fly, bases loaded walk, and a two-run homer. 1-0 heaters down the middle, 1-1. Woodpeckers have been playing very good baseball here of late. They started the season as abysmally as you could imagine. 1-1 pitch. Corona rips it foul down the third baseline. Up into the berm, and the count's 1-2. Fayetteville started off the year by losing four in a row, and they didn't pick up their second win until game nine. 1-2, swing and a miss. Benitez sits down Corona. He's now retired five in a row, and there's one out here in the ninth. So for Fayetteville to even be approaching 500 at this point, real testament to the guys in their clubhouse how they've turned this one around. Here's Leozdani Molina. 2-for-4, a triple, two-run single. First pitch from Benitez is swung on and chopped back up the middle. Shortstop Romero to his left, gloves in the third, hop throws to first, and retires Molina for the second out here in the ninth. Two up, two down for Benitez in the ninth. Tired six in a row. Here's Joey Loperfido, 3-for-5. RBI single back in the sixth. Fayetteville, 13 runs on 12 hits, 2 errors. Shorebirds, 7 runs, 8 hits, now 3 errors. One error has been taken off the board. First pitch to Loperfido. He swings and pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. Will it stay in play? Reed Willems gives it a look, but it's about 4 rows back. Strike one. Loperfido spread out from the left side. Into his windup, here's the 0-1. Breaking ball misses outside, 1-1. One 1-1 pitch. Just off the outside corner with the changeup, 2-1. This has been a real good showing for Benitez. Came on. Gave up a couple of runs in the seventh, but that was in relief of Angel Vargas, who handed him a bases-loaded situation. 2-1, swing and a miss, fastball up, Loperfido tried to unload on it. Counts even at 2. Since then, tried to decide an order in the eighth, trying to do the same in the ninth. 2-2 on Loperfido. 2 outs, nobody on, Birds down by 6. The 2-2, and Loperfido slices it out of play, third base side. Stay even at 2. I think more importantly for the Shorebirds, they'll get through this game using just 3 pitchers. Looked like for a moment, might have to really dig deep. 2-2. Breaking ball misses up and away, and the count's full. Portes went 4, Vargas 2 1/3, and now Benitez trying to go 2 2/3. Full count, 2 outs. Top of the ninth, 13-7 Fayetteville. Payoff pitch, and Loperfido cracks it foul down the first base side. Count remains full. Three-two. Loperfido off the hand, sends it out of play, third base side this time. He's able to stay alive. Still 3-2 on Loperfido. Benitez leg kick, the 3-2, and it's fouled back for a third straight pitch. So ninth pitch of the at-bat upcoming. 3-2 again. And Loperfido sends a fourth straight. On the play, will go to 10. Two outs, nobody on top nine. Woodpeckers up by six, the 3-2, and Benitez finally gets Loperfido, breaking ball down and in. Loperfido tried to check his swing, couldn't hold up, and Joel Benitez retires the final 70 faces, four by way of the strikeout. On to the bottom of the ninth, Shorebirds need six to tie, seven to win it. It's Fayetteville 13 and Delmarva 7 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and it's so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the ninth, Shorebirds trailing the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 13-7. Going up against Jason Schroeder here in the last of the ninth, needing 6 to tie, 7 to win it. 3-4-5 due up. First pitch from Schroeder to Noelbert Romero is a fastball in the outside half for strike one. Romero, 1-for-4, was thrown out trying to extend a single into a double in the seventh, was thrown out by about 10 feet. Schroeder from the stretch is 0-1. Fastball misses outside, 1-1. One pitch. Romero tags it in the air to left field. Chasing Corona back a couple of steps, gets under it. The left fielder puts it away for the first out here in the ninth. Now, unless there is a seriously epic comeback on the table for the Birds, they'll try to bounce back tomorrow at 7:05 with Carter Baumler on the mound, followed by Juan de los Santos. Here's Isaac Bologna. He's 1-for-3, left-handed batter in the first pitch. It's down low for ball one. One out. Bologna slices it in the air on a play, left field side. And the count's even at one. One. Bologna takes way high. Goes to the backstop, slipped out of Schroeder's hand. That's not the first one he's thrown to the backstop either. 2-1. Bologna off the hand, slices it into shallow left field. On comes the left fielder, Corona. He slides and makes the play. Even in a six-run game, Kennedy Corona, giving it his all out in left, steals a hit away from Isaac Bologna. And there's two away here in the ninth. Really nice read. Let the ball come back to him, slicing back out towards the left. Good route, good slide, and there's two away. Shorebirds down to their final out. Their final hope is Isaac De Leon. 13-7 Fayetteville in the ninth. First pitch. Breaking ball misses high for ball one. Isaac, De Leon, 1-for-3 with a single, a stolen base, and a run scored. The 1-0. Fastball a little low. It's 2-0. 13 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Fayetteville. 7 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for Delmarva. 2-0 the count on De Leon. Pitch from Schroeder. This is high for ball 3. Pitch. Fastball called strike, top of the zone. Schroeder gets the benefit of the doubt. There are 2 outs in the 9th. Shorebirds had the early lead 3-2 after 2. 3-1. De Leon takes up and in for ball 4, and the game continues for another batter. De Leon walks, and that brings up Trenton Craig. It's back and forth in the early going. Like I said, Shorebirds had a 3-2 lead on Creed Willems, 2-run homer. A 5-2 lead on Trenton Craig's 2-run single. But after that, it was tied up at 5 by Fayetteville in the top of the 4th on 2 homers, a solo shot and a 2-run homer. Shorebirds took the lead back in the bottom of the 4th. But after that, first pitch to Craig, misses up and in for ball 1. Fayetteville went on a run from top of the 5th through the end of the 7th. Where they scored 8 unanswered. 1-0. Craig takes. Fastball outside half. 1-1. Trenton, the aforementioned 2-run single. Back in third. He's 2-for-4. Square stance from the right side. De Leon at first being held on. The 1-1. Off the glove. The catcher palm into the backstop. It's 2-1. So De Leon up to second on the wild pitch. 2-1 the count on Craig with Michael DeSone on deck. And a number of the fans behind the plate trying to will Creed Willems to the plate. 2-1. Bounces in and goes to the backstop again. De Leon goes to third on the second wild pitch of the inning. Now the third wild pitch. Schroeder is thrown out of the pen. So De Leon at third, 2 outs, Shorebirds down 13-7. 2 outs, 3-1 count on Craig. Schroeder's pitch. Spikes it in again with the fastball at 93. Nice block by Palma, holds De Leon at third and Craig to first on the free pass. Back-to-back 2-out walks. Brings up Michael DeSone. It's 0-for-2 with 2 walks tonight. Gotta wonder how long Fayetteville will stick by Schroeder here with 2 outs in the 9th. Obviously a ways away from getting the tying run to the plate, but I have to imagine that's probably the threshold. Maybe tying run in the on-deck circle. First pitch to DeSone. Fastball down the middle as Schroeder finds the zone again. 13-7 Fayetteville over the Shorebirds, bottom of the 9th. Then in the corner is 2 outs. The 0-1 to DeSone. This is up and in for ball 1. One from Schroeder. DeSone off the hands, fouls it out of play, right field side, and the Shorebirds down to the final strike. 13 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Fayetteville. 7 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for Delmarva. Man in the corners, 2 outs, last of the 9. 1-2 on Michael DeSone. Schroeder kicks and deals. This is high for ball 2. Two pitch. DeSone takes a called strike 3. Fastball outside corner. Schroeder walks 2 in the 9th, but then rings up DeSone to end it. And that's the ball game. Fayetteville takes game 1 over Delmarva by a score of 13-7 here on Tuesday. A lot of offense early. Fayetteville pitching figures it out late, holding the Shorebirds to just 1 run over the final 5 innings. And Fayetteville able to come away victorious 13-7 here tonight. We'll go ahead, take a break, and come back with post-game show. Totals and a recap in there. Final score here from Salisbury. It's Fayetteville 13 and Delmarva 7. Post-game show coming up next. This has been Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Sam Jelinek here with you as the Shorebirds fall in the series opener to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers by a final score of 13-7. Shorebirds pitching just could not contain Fayetteville bats here tonight. The long ball doing the Shorebirds in, as well as seven walks. Although Fayetteville themselves ended up issuing nine on their own, but they were able to capitalize with Shorebirds committing three errors that led to three unearned runs and really put this game out of reach. So let's go ahead and get into it, how this one unfolded. And naturally, at the early going, there were a lot of fireworks, a lot of offense for both sides. Fayetteville got started at the top of the first, a two-out error, allowing Leozdani Molina to score and open the scoring for Fayetteville. Ground ball to short that Noelbert Romero couldn't handle. But after that, Birds answered in the bottom of the first. Men at the corners and one away. Wild pitch in the dirt. Elio Prado started to take off for second. Throw went through to second. Luis Valdez then scampered on home as the throw went to the plate, was offline. Shorebirds tied it at one. Fayetteville took the lead back in the top of the second. Leadoff walk Tyler Whitaker, stole second, advanced to third on a wild pitch. When Kennedy Corona, a sack fly, made it 2-1. Shorebirds jumped in front in the bottom of the second. Creed Willems, a two-run homer. And then Trenton Craig, a two-run single in the third, made it 5-2. But after that, it was all Fayetteville. Solo homer from Miguel Palma in the fourth was followed by a Kennedy Corona two-run homer later in the inning to tie the game at 5-5. Shorebirds took the lead back in the bottom of the fourth as Luis Valdez scored on a wild pitch from third after stealing second and going to third on the error. And Shorebirds pitching just couldn't hold down the fort. Two-run homer for Logan Cerny gave Fayetteville a 7-6 lead in the fifth. They kept on pouring it on. RBI single for Joey Loperfido in the sixth. Five runs came across in the seventh to extend their lead out to 13-6. Shorebirds got a gimme run in the eighth. Luis Valdez a sack fly RBI to make it 13-7, and that's where this one ended. For Fayetteville, your final line score in this one. Woodpeckers with 13 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. They strand 8. Shorebirds, 7 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors. They strand 9. They go an abysmal 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Fayetteville was 5-for-13. Shea Berry gets the win for Fayetteville as he goes 3 1/3 innings and ends up allowing just one earned run. 2 hits, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts. taking the loss is Angel Vargas. Barry, by the way, improved to 1-1 in the season. Angel Vargas takes the loss for Delmarva. He gives up 8 runs, 6 of them earned, 7 hits, 2 and a third innings, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Started this one off at 7:04, finished at 10:03. Time of game, 2 hours and 59 minutes in front of 865 here from Purdue Stadium on Tuesday night. Fayetteville with the win improves to 24-28. They are now 12-16 on the road, and they've won 4 in a row. Delmarva falls to 18-34. They are now 8-14 here at home, and they have lost 2 in a row. Let's go ahead and take a look around the scores that you want to know and care about here on this Tuesday evening. First, your Birdland update. Final from Camden Yards, the O's hit a plethora of homers and win 9-3 over the Cubbies. First time the Cubs have come to Camden Yards in a while. Ramon Urias with a homer. Austin Hayes with a second deck bomb to lead the way for the Orioles, improving to 24-33 on the season. Around the rest of the affiliate chain, Bowie a 6-1 win over Harrisburg. Andrew Doshback with a homer, his 8th of the season. Aberdeen a 3-1 win over Brooklyn. Dan Fetterman, 4 scoreless innings, struck out 9. Peter Van Loon then threw 5, picking up his 6th win of the season, 3-1 Aberdeen over Brooklyn. And then Norfolk and Nashville was rained out. They'll make it up later this week on the 9th as part of a doubleheader. Carolina League scores for you. Final from Kannapolis, 6-0. Kannapolis shuts out Down East. Currently in extras, Carolina trailing Myrtle Beach 10-8 as Pelicans with 2 in the 9th tie it. Score 2 more in the 10th now to take the lead. Fred Nats a 3-2 winner over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Columbia 8-3. They emerge victorious over Augusta. Austin Vernon with his 7th win of the season topples Salem 5-3 for Charleston. And that's your Carolina League scoreboard update. Those are all the scores that you care about from around the world here tonight. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. First pitch tomorrow, 7:05. Pre-game show at 6:50. Shorebirds go with the tandem of Carter Baumler and Juan de los Santos against Dalen Miley for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Baumler has not allowed an earned run this season yet over 6 innings. De los Santos in ERA at 3.95. He is 1-6. Miley 2-2, 4.98 ERA. First pitch again, 7:05 p.m. pregame show. We'll talk to you at 6:50. So that'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's broadcast. Again, apologies for not being there over the weekend, but Shorebirds ended up going 2-1, so I guess you can't say it was all bad me not being there. Brought them a couple of wins. But back in the saddle tonight, unfortunately, Shorebirds do not emerge victorious. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium who helps put on the show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 6:50, your final score one more time tonight. It's Fayetteville 13 and Delmarva 7. Back with you tomorrow evening at 6:50 for pregame. First pitch at 7:05. So until then, this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.